You hear me?
Hey, Angerman, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, we'll jump you out. Let's start the show. Here we go. Here we go. God damn it. Fuck. Damn. Thanks.
This is the voice. Yeah, the one your girl is texting right now. Check it. You think he's angry? Yeah, you would if you pee sitting down. You think what he's saying is fake? Guys who think that way can't get any ass. But what if I told you that this cold-ass motherfucker didn't make the manosphere? He created it. Yeah, that's right. Live from the block, here spitting that hip-hop flavor, it's my dog, Angry Man. Yeah, yeah. I can tell you he has a dating chat line for men and a cooking show for men. I can tell you he's been teaching game for over 30 years. And if you want receipts, just go check his website. Before YouTube, Instagram, and all that shit, Steve the Dean Williams has been helping men all over the world. Angry Man, light that cigar. Steve the Dean Williams. Time to lock in. These men are here to teach you the game from the streets, not from mommy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
Are we on the right side?
All right, my dog. Man, my bad. That's on me, dog. That's on my motherfucking KKS. How you doing, Angry Man? Fucking motherfucker. How you doing, man?
It's good, bro. I'm doing good. You already know.
I already know. It's good. Hey, I got your mic, dog. I got your mic. I got your mic.
I see.
Got your mic. Yes, yes. All other
Sounds
yes.
Good.
I appreciate that. All right. Well, hey, guys, we have a good show. We got the motherfucking Angry Man here, the Dean here. The calling number is 563-999-3056. And we've got a hell of a show. I just want to let you know, if you red pill, hypergamy, high value man, or anything like that, you're going to feel some kind of way because of what we're going to be discussing today. Angry Word. Man, today's topic, I got some audio clips too to bounce off of you as well, Angry Man. But let's start off with your thoughts before I throw in a clip. You know, a lot of young men are being duped by the internet, where the internet has allowed anybody to just come on and say whatever they want to say and think they actually have game.
Yeah.
But I want to get your thoughts on it. Then I'm going to hit a clip. We're going to talk on that. But, hey, Joey, real quick, shout out Lucifer for the 20. Appreciate you, brother. Much love. All right, go ahead. What you got on that, Angry Man?
It's really frustrating because you have these guys, because, you know, coming up, you know what you went through to cultivate your game. You know what you went through to get your skills. You know what you went through to tighten everything up. And then you have guys that blatantly get up here because people are impressionable,
right,
especially young guys,
yes,
you know. And you come up here and you have a following, and then all of a sudden you start calling yourself or whatever type of coach, and you know, you don't have a track record, you don't have any type of testimonials, you don't have nothing. You just decided today I'm gonna be
a coach.
You know what I'm saying? You've never even played the game,
yes,
but you want to be a coach. Usually, you know, in the NBA or the NFL, guys that become coaches used to play, you know, especially the great ones, right?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, it's really funny to me because you even have other guys that are not impressionable that know better, and they'll be co-signing guys that they know don't know what they're talking about because they feel like they might be profitable to them or something like that. It's ridiculous, and they're leading these guys down the wrong path.
All right, well, let me go and play the first audio clip. Guys, I got a question for the Q&A if y'all want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. Angry Man, peek this out right here. Listen.
So what exactly defines our modern understanding of cults, and why do people join them? Broadly speaking, a cult is a group or movement with a shared commitment to a usually extreme ideology that's typically embodied in a charismatic leader. most cults share some basic characteristics. A typical cult requires a high level of commitment from its members and maintains a strict hierarchy, separating unsuspecting supporters and recruits from the inner workings. It claims to provide answers to life's biggest questions through its doctrine, along with the required recipe for change that shapes a new member into a true believer. And most importantly, it uses both formal and informal systems of influence and control to keep members obedient, with little tolerance for internal disagreement or external scrutiny.
What does that sound like to you, Angry Man? What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like a certain sphere. I'm just saying, because, you know, being inside that sphere, I had some internal disagreements.
Yes.
And people seem to have a problem with it. I also noticed something else. When it comes to the concept of cults, it said they have to have some commonalities. Now, one of the things I notice is that most of the people that are the charismatic leaders, they're kind of like these ugly guys that are socially awkward, you know, and everyone that follows them seems to look just like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And act just like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's no place for anybody that has any type of unique characteristics or distinguishing personality traits. So if you're a unique character, which is something, you know, coming from my era, you know, coming from the 90s, that's what made you shine, is when you were a unique character. You wasn't like everybody else. But for some reason, you have these, I guess the word would be incels.
Yes.
That are getting their marching orders from the king incel, whoever that may be.
The hive.
Yeah, and they're just, you know, we ants go marching, you know, just straight.
Yeah.
We ants go marching. I can't remember that damn song. Hoorah, hoorah.
Right.
We ants march to our depths, hoorah, you know.
Yes, sir. You know what, Angry Man? And this is cult mentality, which I just wanted everybody to see what cult mentality is. See, here's the thing about all that pill bullshit, those pill cults, hypergamy cults, going on your own way cult, being on your purpose cult, no fap cult, high value man cult, and money, cars, and status cults. The one thing they always try to do is defend these ignorant-ass motherfuckers, where it shows that you are gullible, naive, and disillusioned. Because what would Red Pill be if there was no Matrix? What would that shit be?
See, here's the thing with horse here, you know, horse face here. First of all, you don't even believe, you don't even have the courage of your convictions, because you don't even have your photo right there. You have a photo of a damn horse in a damn stable somewhere. Number two, Red Pill, the idea of it when it first started was a good idea. But goofy dudes like you turned it into a cult.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You transformed it into this sort of religion, and you're a zealot of it. You know, you guys have taken the meaning of the what came from the freaking Matrix, and you just done ran with it. And now anybody that doesn't agree with your ass isn't Red Pill. This is the goofiest thing I've ever seen in my damn life.
And there, and anybody, and you actually have dating coaches that say they have game. That say they got street game, because, you know, gang got street game, talking colored pills and plates and saucers. And are you fucking serious? Do you know what would happen on the street if you walked into your homeboys talking that shit? They would bust your fucking ass if you talking that stupid ass shit. Wait, we got calls. I'm sorry. We got to grab some, because I guess some people have some comments and questions. So let's grab a few calls, but we got four more clips to play as well. 423, then 816. 423. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Oh, hey, good morning or good afternoon. Jesus Christ, I'm all fucked up. It's afternoon. But, yeah, you're talking about cults and stuff like that. I was watching Angry Man's morning show yesterday, and the guy, I guess it's like 12 minutes in, he starts talking about alchemy and how Elon's billions are really his. That's cult BS stuff, too. That's tea leaf astrology BS being popped directly through the manosphere. And I understand he's a friend of yours. I get that. And you can't call him out on the show because that's just shoddy. But I hope you said something to him about it after the show, because it was really hard to listen to. That's tough.
Okay. I don't know what he's talking. What is he talking about?
I think he's talking about a comment that Miles made about, you know, universal knowledge, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all alchemy. Right. He invokes alchemy. It's like, wow, okay. We're going back to the 14th century with alchemy. You know, you can't turn base metal into gold. It doesn't work.
You know, but man has always been man since the beginning of time. So, you know, you can't put a time stamp on manhood, my brother.
Yeah, I think
you can put a time stamp on alchemy. Alchemy ended the day it was proven to be completely unusable. And I'm an old guy. Maybe he's trying to make another point, but young guys coming up may not understand that. They might get pulled into that kind of stuff. That's not intentional. It's not meant to hurt, but it does.
Here's the thing. I get what you're saying, mm-hmm. because I'm more of a pragmatic guy like you.
Yeah.
But what he was trying to relay and what he was trying to explain, especially when he's talking about Elon's billions being his, I think he was talking more in the sense of the universal knowledge that he can get his hands on that kind of money if he really tapped into, you know, it's going more into certain philosophies when it comes to business and how, let's say I was able to get into some sort of situation where I could have business dealings with Elon, you know, I would be able to get some of his billions by having a business deal with him or a business arrangement where I'm getting some of that money. I think he's talking in the sense of a mind of abundance and not a mind of what's the other word? The opposite of abundance. I forgot. Freaking brain farting. But you know, that's
scarcity.
What he's talking.
Scarcity. Opposite scarcity. Of abundance.
Yeah. That's basically what he was trying to say. He was, you know, but more in a philosophical way, he was talking about having an abundant mind frame instead of a scarcity mind frame. That's all that was.
I get that. Now, that's legitimate if we have free markets, it works. But these markets are completely rigged.
When I think of free market, I think about my mindset. So my mindset is a free market. I don't think above ground. Right. So I'm more on the internal. So, but 423, I appreciate your call, man. Thank you very much, man. If you got another question, call back. We got you. Okay,
no,
my brother.
I'm good. Thank you. All right. Have a good one.
Good call, brother. Error code 816, sir. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Yeah, man, this is Mike from Missouri, man. I appreciate the both of y'all, man. But Steve, really, man, I just really wanted to say, dog, like, I really appreciate what y'all did for my dog, Angry Man. Like, he's a true voice of the real voiceless. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that, man. I really do. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? You hear me?
Yeah, I'm kind of lost, but I appreciate you saying it.
I think he meant you guys on Sunday taking me in and kind of.
Oh, Angry Man. I thought you said Andy, not Angry Man. Oh, okay. No, okay. I thought you said Andy. My bad. Maybe it's my earplug. I thought you said Andy. It's like, who's Andy? Angry Man. No. Angry Man and I have been knowing each other for years, man. It's just. Everything just lined up perfectly, man. So, you know, he was just he wasn't alone. He was just doing it alone by himself on his side of the world, holding that shit down. So, you know, he's got his brothers back in the trunk and after. Yeah, so
it was really a good thing. Now since y'all did that, his word is really gonna touch the people for real. Now, you know what I'm saying? That it used to always frustrate me how they. you know, how they kept him down. I'm talking about the nigga like he ain't fucking here. Ain't this a bitch? Yeah, man, what's up, man? Right. What's up, man? My bad, man. Man,
no, you good, bro.
This is some disrespectful shit I'm on, man. Goddamn. But yeah, man, but hey,
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, I look, bro, I know y'all was frustrated with it. I was frustrated with it. I was just trying to continue being y'all's voice while I was in that situation. But, you know, I had to reach out. And I told y'all I was going to do that. I said, I'm going to reach out to the brothers that I built relationships with that respect me, that I've been cool with. So I reached out to Steve. And Steve was able to connect me with other brothers because I had never really encountered Lucario or only one I had encountered was
1950.
Yeah. You know, he was like,
yeah, I saw it.
So, yeah, man, I definitely appreciate it. But yeah, caller, we good now. We about to rock out, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but two more things. Y'all
sure,
really saved
sure.
my life. But y'all, like you and like especially you and Lucario and Miles, like y'all fucking saved my life, man. And y'all helped me find like who I truly am, and y'all helped me like with finding my masculinity. You know what I'm saying? Now I feel like I can walk up on stage and slap the shit out of a nigga, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? But one more thing, like, are y'all telling those
righteously,
like,
don't do that for no strag. Do it righteously.
Oh hell no. Oh man, hey man, I don't know if I can do that, man. I got some good women. I got some good women in my corner, man. Thanks to y'all, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding for mine. But yeah, are y'all selling them Game King posters? Like, do y'all got big ass posters? Because
yeah,
I need one of them.
Yeah,
give it Lucario. He's got that. He's got that on lock. That's Lucario. You gotta right. give it. Go to the all bad boy.
Cool.
Booth,
yeah.
And email him, brother. Okay.
All right. I appreciate y'all, man.
I respect. All right, no doubt. We'll bring another call in a second. Let's go to the part two of the audio.
A modern cult, by contrast, separates its members from others. Rather than providing guidelines for members to live better lives, a cult seeks to directly control them, from personal and family relationships to financial assets and living arrangements. Cults also demand obedience to human leaders who tend to be highly persuasive people with authoritarian and narcissistic streaks motivated by money, sex, power, or all three.
Wow.
While a cult leader uses personal charisma to attract initial followers, further expansion works like a pyramid scheme, with earlier members recruiting new ones.
All right, let's get to the pyramid. I love what he said about the pyramid screen. All right, let's just take all this peel bullshit. See, what they have done is they have defined you by a colored peel to define your personality. So I guess if you're, I don't know what the pinks and the blues and all that goofy shit that they have, but I'm sorry.
That's when I got frustrated with it. Like every once in a while, I might mention red pill, but I'm talking about reality. Right. And I've gotten to the point where I'm kind of leery of even mentioning it myself because they just ran with it. Like they went from the normal, the blue and the red pill in the Matrix, which blue means lies, red means reality, right?
Yes.
Truth, right?
Yes.
They ran from that. Then you got some goofy strag talking about she got the pink pill. Then you had some other brothers talking about they got the black pill. And then they just kept going, and it's like, man, y'all are making a mockery out of something that would have been beneficial or would have helped guys. You know, they just turned it into some goofy shit.
Yeah, you know what, Angry Man? What's even more disturbing, okay, I can see the disillusioned and naive following, but the hierarchy, the top of the pyramid, you've got these guys pushing this agenda. It's an agenda that they're pushing to be worshipped as a cult leader. They're actually telling these guys that you've got to watch out because her nature or female nature, and don't jerk off and don't sleep with women, and single mothers ain't shit and women ain't shit. And they've taken these things, and you got guys that are and the worst part about it, you got brothers doing this shit. It's not just Caucasian and Spanish and Asian. You got brothers talking about this shit. Like, it's just mind-blowing how, and again, I've always said this, Angry Man, young black boys are going to follow black guys. Young white guys are going to follow white guys. Older guys sometimes define older, and younger define younger, and things like that. But this thing that's going on has no age, race, or religion. It's just a thought. It's a fucking movie written by a woman that was produced by transsexuals. I mean, what part of that don't you see is a problem? And even in the fourth movie, if I don't know if you saw the fourth movie, they even tried to they even said in the fourth movie, Angry Man, that this shit ain't real. They said in the fourth movie, it's not real. But let me show you what they said. It's one of the most important things that they said in the movie. Repeat this, Angry Man. In the movie, this is from the movie, the actual Matrix 4 movie. This is what they said. He was chuckling. Here's the thing about feelings, he said. They're so much easier to control than facts. Yeah. They said that on the show. They tried to get these people to see that it was the Matrix was just like a video game. It wasn't even real.
Here's the messed up thing, right? And I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm really good at coming up with gimmicks that align with what people believe in order to motivate people to do shit, right? So you come to my show, I'm like 300 Spartans. Why? Because a lot of us men, we're like a small group fighting against a larger group,
that's
right?
True. Yes, sir. Yes.
We're like, you know, the only real men. And if you look at the movie 300, those were real men. They were fighting, you know, you got shields, you got to be unified, all of that, right? And there's so many things that align with that. You could even come out with a Spartan workout program because the dudes was in shape. But a good content creator or a good leader knows how to draw the line between where that gimmick helps and where it hurts. So once somebody shows up to an event that I have dressed like a Spartan, then we're like, wait a minute.
It's going too far.
You're going too far now. Going too far. Now you're getting ridiculous. But see, what I'm noticing with the red pill ideology, with the NOFAP ideology, with the MGTOW ideology, like, they're going too far with it. And it's like there was supposed to be a goal. And now you're just living in the funk. And even when there's an option for a goal, an option for a solution, you don't even want the solution because you've turned your way of coping with a problem to a religion.
Right. Okay, see, peep game. Peep game and Angry Man. I'm going to strongly disagree because you're right about you doing your Spartan thing. Let me explain why with your analogy. It doesn't matter what analogy you use, Angry Man, because every analogy you use is for the man to be an independent thinker. That's why that's why anything you could say, you could talk about a Barbie doll if you fucking want to, but at the end of the day, you're going to use it to lead these guys to think for themselves. Not as a collective thought. So, I mean, you're right about what you're saying, but anything that you say, you don't have to justify because you're giving metaphors and things like that so they can see how to think for themselves as a single-minded man. Now, what they're doing is they're not going towards fixing yourself. They're going towards outside things. Use the fuck your name. Fuck your bloodline. Fuck your legacy. Fuck your ancestors. Fuck everybody. Just get rid of your name. Take on my thought and then be the best me. Be the best version of me where you are speaking in my language. You know, you're speaking. You know, the hyperbolic negro, female, they talk the way of the cult leader. See, that's where the problem is because the rules that they're doing is talk like me, be like me, follow me, where you are saying follow yourself, learn yourself, be one with yourself. Two totally different things. And this is the problem that we're having. We got some other calls, but this is what's going on. See, this is why you and I and the other fellas, we connect as independent thinkers because we're all about the independent mind for himself versus all these other guys who don't have game. You can't, hey, never teach you how to walk up to a woman. Never teach you how to fix your crib up. Never teach you how to put flavor in her ear. Never teach you how to take a loss or a learn or anything like that. They all are teaching you what they want to indoctrinate you with. So then you can, again, think about this real quick, Angry Man. A lot of these young boys had the umbilical cord attached to mommy. And a lot of these young boys yanked that umbilical cord out and found a man that represented mommy and then attached that cord to them. That's why they're so eager to protect the head of the cult, because it's protecting mommy. What's your thoughts before we bring in the calls, brother?
Well, one thing that I want to add to that with the cult thinking, okay? The people that's watching, you need to understand why these people want you to think like this, right? Now, a lot of people have complained to me. They've said, Angry Man, we've been asking for you to come out with a book. Why is it taking so long for you to come out with a book, bro? You need to drop a book. You need to drop a book. And they need to understand, if I was like one of these cult leaders, I would have churned out 20 books by now. You feel what I'm saying? I would have just threw something together with the rhetoric in it. Boom, 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 boom. I know you're going to buy it. I know you're going to buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm actually writing a book that I want to genuinely help you.
Yes.
Taking longer because I'm putting my experiences in it, my research in it, everything that I think is going to be beneficial,
yes.
You know, whereas I want the book to be helpful. I want you to buy it because it helps you. I want you to say, hey, man, the same way I recommend certain books to people because it helped me, I want you to recommend that book because it helped you. Yeah, I want to make money off of it, but I don't want to make money off of it if it's just some bullshit slapped together in a thing. And see, this is what these dudes are doing. They're taking regurgitated talking points. And let's be real. Let's be real for a second. They're taking regurgitated talking points that they got from the PUAs.
Yes.
From the MRAs that they got from MGTOW, that they got from the white manosphere.
Yep.
They're just taking those regurgitated. And look, there's nothing against the white manosphere. A lot of those guys, they came up with their own original thoughts. But these guys are not coming up with original thoughts. They're just taking the thoughts from somebody else and regurgitating them.
Yes.
And it's sickening, man. We need some original thought. Or better yet, how about just taking traditional things that have worked when it comes to masculinity?
All right. Well, that's what's up. We got some calls in. We got area code 559-678, then our druggy guy. All right, 559, what's your question, brother? What's your statement? What's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all boys? Shout out Steve. Shout out Angry Man. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. But I just want to make it quick. First of all, Steve, I want to thank you, bro, because, first of all, you really helped me out with this whole situation with, you know, just life in general. And I tend to ask myself, why do I care about things whenever I start tripping? So I really do appreciate that. But the first thing I noticed, man, with the whole red pill stuff is when I first started watching it, you know, it was interesting at first, but after a few months went by, it was like, okay, where's the solutions at? That was the main question I had.
Right.
It turned into a bunch of fighting about, hey, I got done worse in the comments. This what happened to me. And it's like, okay, when are we going to get past this and be men? You get what I'm saying? I grew up in California. So all that complaining and all that stuff was out when it came to females especially. So that's all I had to say about that. And once again, I want to thank y'all too for doing y'all thing.
Well, real quick, 559, you have to understand that a lot of these guys have had terrible situations with women. And because they didn't have a father to help them navigate their lives. So what happens with a lot of guys, they just want to be a part of something versus being the individual. And being a part of something means you have to learn their language and learn their lifestyle and all that other stuff, because you think that being part of something is going to help you learn something. Angry Man, what say you, brother?
Yeah, it's basically a coping mechanism. It's whenever you're going through some crap, you gravitate towards other people that's going through crap because you want sympathy. You want people to identify with what you're going through. But it only helps when you're gravitating towards people who are seeking solutions, because as men, we're natural problem solvers. And if you're not trying to solve the problem, you know, traditionally men say you're part of the problem. You feel what I'm saying? So when you were in those groups and you were in those chat rooms and saw them playing the Struggle Olympics, the reason why it started feeling wrong to you is because you want some grown man shit. You're like, okay, all right, it's cool. We in here licking our wounds, but when are we going to mount a counteroffensive? When are we going to do something about this shit? So definitely salute to you, bro.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll throw you back in, brother. We appreciate the lines are blowing up. Thank you, 559. And listen, this is what I wanted you to – hey, and also let me say this. Big guy, hey, I want you – red pill guys, call in. Try to defend your fucking weak-ass position. But please understand, you call in, you'll get your ass ate the fuck up. But make sure you have your arguments together, because you're going to be challenged by motherfucking men. That's going to challenge you versus agree with that silly-ass shit. So – go ahead and call in if you're so adamant about that shit. Because here's the thing that's so was even weak, Angry Man. These motherfuckers always hide behind the words. They see, men will stand up. These motherfuckers always running, always want to talk behind the scenes. They always want to hide their faces, not even use their real names and all that other shit. Come on, stand up like men do and show out. All right, let's get this other call in, 678. Then we got the calls are blowing up. 678, what's your question statement? What's up, brother?
Peace, man. I'm listening, and I'm a little confused about what you're saying here, because when I was listening to Angry Man speak, it seems like there's a thin line between, you know, the men that can think for themselves and identify with analogy versus men that are sheep that can be totally led astray. So for me, it's like one of those where obviously with anything that you have going on, you got Christians that never read the Bible and they just follow. And then you got those people that know the Bible, they know the word. I think for me, sometimes it's just like, why do we speak to the common denominator? I think language is important. I'm listening.
You know, you're either a man or you're not. You're a man or a bitch, bottom line. So if you want somebody else to hold your fucking grown ass hand and tell you how to complain more, then do that. But in front of real men, they're gonna call that weak ass shit out, big dog. That's bitch shit.
Here's the thin line. You said there's a thin line between understanding analogy and being a sheep. Well, it's very simple how you distinguish that line.
Common sense shit.
You distinguish that line by saying, okay, what is the end result of what this guy is telling me? That's how you know, like, what is the end result? Is the end result I'm going to live a better life and be able to live like the way a man is supposed to live? Or am I going to drink the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
There's another analogy.
Right.
You know?
Is it his truth or your truth when you follow that red pill shit? When he gives you his sob story, what happened to him on Mars or Jupiter, and then threatens to scare you with his analogies and shit, isn't that his truth?
Well, I'm not in that position. The red pill and the things that I got from it, it helped me. You know what I'm saying? Because
how did it help
me? Because there were certain things. We talk about
like
the power of language. There were certain, for me in my personal life, how did it help me?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you should be able to talk on it. How did it help you?
It helped me in a lot of ways. It helped me to understand things. It helped me to see
understand
things
what?
Clearly.
Okay. This is what y'all do. y'all try to skate. We men here. Explain yourself.
No, what I'm saying is that as a man, as a man, if I tell you that it helped me, you don't have to validate that. I'm saying it actually helped me.
Man, before I hang out on this weak motherfucker's ass, see, let me show you why you ain't a man. Because a man stands on shit.
Hold on,
shut the fuck up. Let me explain, bitch. A man stands on shit. A man ain't going to say, well, eating this ice cream made me feel a certain way. It gave me understanding of things, and it made me see prophecies, and it made me go places. Men don't talk that motherfucking way. And that's why y'all bitches have a hard time with women, because you can't even communicate yourself to other men. Angry man, do you see what the fuck I'm talking about here? This is a shame.
I'm noticing, look, here's the thing. And look, I gotta tip my hat to you. I got to tip my hat to Lucario. I got to tip my hat to Miles, Zach, freaking Coach EO, and freaking Mr. 1950, because I stopped taking phone calls because of this.
Yeah, but no, I you know what? But see, we're going to put them to their fire. See, y'all, see, the red pill lets them slide with that shit. Hey, well, how you doing? Listening to the hyperbolic nature of a woman, it helped my own life out very well. And then them dumb motherfuckers like, yeah, well, thank you very much for your call. No, motherfucker.
Here's the thing. This is why I stopped taking calls, because when you ask one of the guys to ask a question, they go into this very feminine frame where they start telling you a million things that don't have anything to do with the question. They don't know how to be concise.
Exactly.
That, okay, this helped me because of this reason, and this reason. You know, and it's like, all you got to do is just be concise.
He can't.
Say, instead of using subjective, subversive language, we need matter of fact. Matter of fact. You feel what I'm saying?
He can't, angry man, because he know we'll eat his ass up. Because I know that shit going to come where it help me understand women, or it help me understand how women act in their name. You know that's what he's trying not to say. So he's avoiding it. See, all I'm asking him is what 2 + 2 is. This motherfucker's telling me how he went in line, how he watched Miss Crabtree and gave her an apple at her fucking desk instead of answering the goddamn question. So 6-7-8, I'm going to give you another opportunity, because we're nice over here. Why don't you answer the question? And if not, just hang the phone up, because we're going to move on. So are you going to tell me the specifics, or are you going to give us some more rhetoric?
I'm telling you a specific. It helped
all right,
me.
Good night. All right, area code 714, you're up, sir. 301, we got you next. What's up, Druggy? What's up? See, well, that's
hey,
how y'all
Steve.
Do things, guys. I don't let motherfuckers just keep with the rhetoric. You cut the motherfucker's ass off. Go ahead, my brother. What's up?
Beautiful. Hey, Steve. Hey, angry man. I got a really, really stoner's perspective. I want your opinion on this. I got a great stoner's perspective on this Will Simp situation. Here's
man,
my opinion
wait,
of it. What
hey,
happened.
Look, man, brother.
Hey.
Brother, this is why I can't stay. Listen, brother, stay on the fucking neighborhood in the street, brother. Either you're going to talk about what we're discussing, or call when there's a show on that subject, big dog, okay?
Oh, I thought we were discussing Will Smith.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, dog. We ain't talking about Will Smith, brother. Why don't you pay attention
I'm sorry.
To this?
Okay.
It's okay. Let's bring in 301-469. We'll bring you in 1 second. This is a deep one right here, Angry Man.
So the thing you have to really understand about cults is that on the surface, they will seem very appealing. You're not even going to know that you're joining a cult when you join a cult. There's not going to be like a big sign on the front of the building saying, come join our cult. It's not going to be like that. You're always going to feel like you're joining some legitimate organization which genuinely wants to awaken the world or to help you or to help others. The way that a cult really works is that it tries to create a reality distortion bubble, a collective fantasy. So together, a group of people come together and they create an ideology such that they don't have to actually do spiritual work, but they can just coexist in this bubble of self-deception. And each one of the people in the group reinforces the self-deceptions of all the other people, and so it feels to them as though they have awakened, but really they haven't. And they actually become very blind, very unaware to all of the egoic self-deceptions that are running within this collective fantasy. And they're always constantly having to fight the external world to maintain their fantasy.
Wasn't that last caller? Not the druggie, but the one before him. How he couldn't even see, this is the thing about why women don't fuck with y'all, because y'all can't communicate yourselves, you ready? Not to the woman, but you can't even communicate to yourself. So why do you think a woman wants to be with somebody who can't talk? But Angry Man, what say you before we bring in these calls, brother?
I don't know about you, Steve. One of the ways that I can prove that I've never tried to create a cult is because I will curse out people that follow me. If they start talking stupid, I'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? Yes. You're somewhere in the damn ninth galaxy of the quadrant.
Yeah,
if you don't get your ass back down to Earth so we can talk about some practical shit, what the hell is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, so, like, that's my thing. Like, these guys that are creating these pseudo cults, speaking directly to their audience, pandering to them.
Yes.
They're telling them shit that they don't even, it's kind of like Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, and Cardi B. All of those chicks are telling their countless female followers to be strags, to be strippers, to be hoes. Meanwhile, all three of them are wives.
Exactly.
See, that's cult shit.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Anthony Spade Reaction. Shout out to you for the $100 Super Chat, man. Appreciate you, brother. Stand up, brother. But, hey, Angry Man, here's the thing before I bring in the callers. All right, I always tell guys, see, they don't even do their history. Now, isn't it odd that Peele shit, The Matrix came out in 1999 or somewhere in the 90s, late 90s, I think it was. Wasn't it odd that they didn't start talking about it till after 2007? They never talked about it in 1999, 2000 or down. Because why? Because that's when the seduction community and the pickup artist community was thriving. And if y'all do your homework, you'll realize August 6, 2007 was the end of the PUA era as soon as that shit went on VH1. And, and the world saw what was underground became above ground. And then, and everybody saw it. And then everybody started to catch these guys for the frauds that they are. And then all of us, because remember, before 2007, there was no Metal. Now, I think there was a Voice for Men and Shrink for Men by a woman, but there was no Going Your Own Way. There was no Purpose. There was no Fap. There was no High Value Man. There was none of that shit until after 2007. Do your homework, guys. See, this is go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Anger Man.
Let me add this about that. Look, there was a couple of guys that kept coming to my show talking about NoFap. Pissed me the fuck off. And I'm going to tell you why. You, whoever you dudes are that are promoting that NoFap shit, I've proven beyond a reason of a doubt that is unhealthy. It's unhealthy, bro. There's studies that show it's unhealthy. You're headed for prostate cancer with that goofy shit. You feel what I'm saying? You're supposed to have sex. You're supposed to do that, bro. So sitting around like you are some kind of Tibetan monk thinking that if you don't ejaculate, you're going to freaking, you know, get some sort of mystical powers and be able to float through the sky. You lost your damn mind, man.
Hey, my friend, I'm glad you brought, and calls are going to bring in 1 second. Guys, allow me to educate you as a man should, or your father should. Let me pull it up. Hold on. Let me educate you guys. All right, guys. For all you guys that are talking all that NoFap, I'm about to show you your leader. Are you all you NoFap guys, are you ready to see your leader? Are you ready to see the guy that went on red, what was it? He went on to red, what was it called? He went on to, where did he go? He went on, let me see. It's referring to, wait, let me tell you what he did. Hold on. I've got to find the place he went on. He went on to Reddit in 2000. Mm-hmm. Hey, he went on to Reddit in 2012 and read a 2003 article from China, some Chinese study. Guys, let me show you your leader. This is your leader. This winner right here is the guy that went on to Reddit and read a 2003 article and came up with that cult called NoFap. Now, boy, he looked like he get a lot of pussy. He looked like he's a ladies' man. And see, y'all don't even know who the fuck you're following.
All that is a loser.
A loser, right?
figuring out he's a loser and trying to make being a loser cool. It's like the guy who's a bum living under a freaking bridge saying, I'm really free because I have no responsibilities and my wealth is nature and shit like that. Like, yo, all it is pouring syrup on shit and calling it pancakes, man.
It is a fucking cult, to answer your question. And you can call in freely and let us know how that red pill bullshit helped you. 301, you're in and 469. What's your question, 301? What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? What's your question? What you got, man?
I don't really got a question. I just got a comment or a point of view on the whole situation. When I first found out about the whole red pill thing, I found out about it from my homeboy. He was like, "Yo, watch this individual,
right? Indoctrinate you in."
Yeah. So he's like, "Let me put you on some game, quote unquote, right?" So he refers me to this individual, and I'm watching these videos, and I'm like, okay, I guess, right? But I was like, this is all things I learned as a teenager, being around older niggas and shit. You know what I mean? This isn't anything new. This is stuff that grown men should already know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a month go by. I see this man. And let's just say his attire has switched a little bit to an alternative now. You know?
Yeah. He switched
and I'm like, you're all in on this. Okay, cool. All right. And the difference between, I think, you, Angry Man, and you, Steve the Dean, is people who follow y'all, I'm new here. I don't really know everything that's going on. But from what I've seen, people who follow y'all, they see progression. You know what I mean? These guys be the same. For years and years and years and years and years, and then they don't elevate at all.
Well, it's
also
just like
with the internet, these younger kids. Right?
No, I was just saying, it's just like what a lot of people don't understand, it's the same thing that happened with the seduction community. It was just a bunch of guys telling them to wear black fingernail polish, boas, eyeliner, goggles, and top hats to talk to fucking women. It's the same thing. And the guys that are now older are suicidal and suffering and having midlife crises because they wasted their younger years following a bunch of bullshit and learning game.
It was a parlor trick, right? Look, I read Neil Strauss's The Game.
Oh, my
God. I read that book. You feel what I'm saying? And I read that book. I didn't bother with Mystery's book because he's a total train wreck, right?
Yeah.
But there's a few guys that had some benefit to it. Tim Ferriss, he had some benefit with the 4-hour work week. But what I noticed with the PUA guys, there were some of those guys that went from that into actual manhood. So those guys are cool, but they're few and far between. But the thing that I noticed is this. A lot of these guys, they got some of their stuff from them. And they got some of their stuff from these other people. And if you don't have a solid foundation in masculinity, you won't be able to distinguish where the bullshit is. Like, when I saw freaking Mystery doing card tricks at a bar, it's like, bruh, I'm not about to walk up on your chick and pull out a fucking deck of cards. Like, you'll get laughed out of the damn bar. Like, you'll get laughed out of wherever the hell you're at, right? That's not actual game. It's just some goofy shit to be doing, you know, and a dumb broad might fall for it. Like, oh, yeah, you did a card trick. That's cool. I'm going to give you some cooch now. Like, get the fuck out of here. So you have the same thing going on with the red pill community, just like Steve just said. You got guys that are giving other guys something that they think is helping them, but it's like self-medicating. It only lasts a little while, and the guys continue to rage on in that whole red pill rage phase.
Well, also, Angry Man, real quick, also, if you think about it, it goes back to, you know, Elvis Presley going across the street, grabbing from black people how to twist his hips. He doing it in front of everybody, and everybody thinks he was the first one to be the twisting of his hips and the king of rock and roll. It's just like Blondie going on the black side of the black side of town, listen to Fab Five Freddy, listen to black men rap. Then she gets on MTV and is the first person rapping through that song Rapture, and they automatically think that she's the one that created rap. It's the same thing with Styles and those guys. They go on the black side. They grab. See, game was a term from the street. It wasn't a term from your books. So what he did was he took that term and put that term on the book to try to symbolize something he knew nothing about. But see, they always say, but I'm not racial. I'm just keeping it real with you. This is how it is. But everybody's always taken from the black side and trying to make it their own and then giving their twist to it. So then when the real ones come out and say game, everybody's seeing the bullshit and they say, oh, you just one of those bullshit guys, man. You know, this guy, he did it first. You didn't do it first, but wait, it was on the street first. It was
kind of like a guy, you know, checking women, hard. And then some other guy comes along and hears you doing it because he hangs out with you. And then he puts on a suit, lights some candles, and goes mainstream. And then all of a sudden he becomes a godfather.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? I was doing that in 2006. Tommy Sotomayor did it after that. It's a long range of people doing it. He's not the first one. He's just the first one that was seen doing it. So they think that he originated something that's been happening a long, long time ago when he was teaching you how to wear clothes. Guys, if you want to know how to dress for fashion, I say get with that guy. He probably could show you your blues to your pinks, your reds to your oranges. But when it comes to motherfucking game, ain't got no game, man.
Hey, Steve, I grew up watching a guy do it on TV. His name was Al Bundy.
Yes.
A show that was
Dolomite.
Written by a black guy.
Yeah, but Dolomite was doing it too.
Dolomite too.
Oh, he did, man. That's
real
what I'm saying, man. So, but caller, we got to grab some other calls. Thank you for the call, brother. We appreciate you, man. We'll throw you up.
Thank you for your time, brother.
I respect you, brother. We'll bring in 718 and 469. 718, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yo, what's good? This is Minister Pat. Yo, how do y'all feel about what's the name getting slapped up last night at the
brother?
At
I'm
the
going,
joint.
brother, stay on the topic. If you have a question about what we're talking about,
so what the fuck
all
I
right, we'll
talk
to you
about.
Later, man. All right, see you. All right, Erico 469, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, brother? How can we help you?
Okay, all right. I ain't really got a question, but it's just because I observed this whole red pill space objectively. I'm like, who are two to watch it? Because I just want to know what these dudes getting from being mad all the time. They mad at the pussy. How you gonna get the pussy if you mad at it?
Well, this is what they're getting. They're getting a reason and an excuse not to look in the mirror.
Yep.
They're so busy learning how to look the window and push blame on the squirrels, the dolphins, and the fucking clouds out there versus look in the mirror and realize they're the fuck ups. They're the ones that's the fucking problem because women have always been women. Matter of fact, what's even worse, women are fucking faster now than they were when Angry Ann and I were growing up. They're giving the pussy away faster now versus it's crazy.
If you're, this is the big thing that kills me about the red pill thing, right? Because nowadays guys associate red pill with being single and not being with, you know, not being in any relationship, right? And what I can't figure out is how are single guys in this day and age mad about anything?
Exactly.
How can you be?
It's a pussy in my face.
You out here in the world where you literally live in hoe culture right now.
Yes, yes.
You can pretty much meet a chick. You pretty much could step outside, slip, fall, and land in some cooch.
Easily.
Like, how you mad, bro? You're supposed to be living your best life, you know?
But it's hard to live your best life when if you meet a woman, it's luck. You blame everything for your circumstances. You believe that you can't change your situation. That's why they're drawing them in, because they're saying it's not your fault. It's her fault for you interrupting her life and the fact that you were creepy as fuck and the fact that you were trying to get her to your house and she didn't even fucking know your ass and she's trying to run away from you before you fucking lock her up. But no, it's not your fault. It's her fault. It's her nature. It's her leaving and all this other bullshit. And again, I'm sorry, Carl. What you say? I go on about that shit, but what you got, brother? What's up?
Oh, no, man. I'm just listening to y'all, and I'm just sitting here because I was saying this, and I was speaking to my old lady about it, and she was just like, and she gave it to me just gun barrel straight. She was like, that shit for motherfuckers who ain't got no dad.
It's a mommy shit. It's a mommy shit. Yeah.
It's also motherfuckers that can't get no pussy.
Exactly. Can't get no pussy. Hey, no. If they get some pussy, they don't even know what to do with the pussy, dog. It gets that worse. Mm. Even if they get pussy handed to them, they like, well, is it okay if I kiss you now? Can I please?
Look, bro. Look, here's the thing.
Bro,
When I came into the space, I heard a lot of guys that was spitting red pill ideology, because when I came into the space, if you go back and look at my car videos, I'm not talking about red pill. I'm just talking shit. Just real shit, right? Then guys came along with the red pill stuff and all, and I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. That ideology sounds cool, you know, when it's the core of it, right? But see, I'm like Captain America, Winter Soldier. You know, I'm a good soldier. Yeah. I'm a marching dude. You know what I'm saying? But then I look behind the curtains and I see y'all on some bullshit. And it's like, what are y'all doing? And see, what they tried to do to me is what they tried to do to Cap in the damn elevator. Mm-hmm. But Cap fucked him up and kept it moving. You feel what I'm saying?
He tried to move up on
it. I feel you, bro. I feel you.
All right, boys. Now we got to grab some other calls, brother. But thank you for the call, big dog, okay?
All right, man. It's good chopping it up with y'all, man. Y'all stay blessed.
All right, 100. Stand up, my brother. Stand up. Error code 864, then 901. 864. What's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Y'all talking about the definition of red pill, right?
What's your question?
I got out of red pill.
Wait. What did you get out of the red pill? Please let us know. Enlighten us.
I interpreted as people who just go out and...
I'm not talking about people. I want you to tell me about you. Stop talking about other men, because that's a circle jerk that y'all do.
I mean, I'm saying the general. I'm speaking in
general. What did you get out of
it? Okay, with me, I understand how women think to me.
Okay, stop. Wait. Okay, educate us. How do women think, since you're a mind reader? Tell me how women think.
The way they react, if you act a certain way. Wait.
You just said they're a mind reader. So that means you just said, so you could tell us how women think then. You said.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how they think, but why don't you enlighten us and tell us how women think?
When you actually doing stuff for yourself and not as getting into them as much. You're just the definition of an alpha male and the man that takes care of himself and don't need her for everything.
Why don't you – okay, let's flash that. Hey, tell me how you talk to a woman.
Tell how I talk to a woman?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they teach you
how to – it depends on the woman.
Well, no. It shouldn't be dependent on the motherfucking woman because they ain't shit. They just a fucking perk to a man, so – I'm sure they teach
you
how
to talk to different women.
Well, no. Well, tell us one woman you talk. I mean, apparently they got to teach you how to talk to women. So how do you talk to a woman that you see at Starbucks?
I don't think they say.
They don't teach you how to talk to women. So
look, you don't even realize what you did.
Everybody has a different approach. I can't do the same thing you do. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, bro. When Steve asked you what red pill did for you, you said when you deal with a woman a certain way and focus on yourself and do what you got to do, you get better results. Do you realize that's what men traditionally did anyway?
Yeah, of course. That goes out there.
But here's the problem, Anger Man. He can't tell us even what he's doing. He's just, again, like the other guy that's in the cult, you're skating on the surface. Why don't you tell us what it is?
I just take some of the good out of it.
Okay, what is the good? Tell me what is some of the good. Tell me what some of the good.
And I just dismiss the bad. Like, I learned something from you, Steve.
No, wait, no, you don't. You know that. I think that red pill shit is for bitches. So you know you ain't learned nothing from me. So as I said,
I'm talking about certain things. I don't agree with everything.
You learned some good. Tell us what good did you learn out of it.
I'm going to tell you the bad part about red.
No, wait, stop, wait. Hold on. If you really follow this bullshit, you should be able to back up what you're
100%, man.
Give me your 50% of what you learned. Tell me what you learned, dog. Educate us.
Ignorant-ass
men. Educate
us. When I'm not thinking about women, that's what it's called. When I'm doing too much.
Wait. They taught you to not think about women, so what, you want to think about men?
Man, like if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out to have a good time, not to be the focus on trying to get as many numbers.
Here's where the problem comes in. Hold on. Listen, bro. First of all, this is what you need to understand. What you need to understand is Steve was doing this before that concept even came about. I was here when a lot of the guys you're listening to came up with these concepts. Okay. Now, this is what I said back in the day, back in 2015. Okay. A lot of the groups that you have, you have some people that can just do certain things. They can just live. And then you have some people that have difficulty with it, so someone has to create a program for you to operate.
Okay.
To do something that other motherfuckers just do, right? So when guys came up with the concept of red pill, all right, I'm going to help you out because you're not giving any real good answers.
I'm killing this motherfucker, dog.
The concept of red pill. See, look, here's the problem. And I noticed this back in 2006. The reason why you need red pill, the reason why you need MGTOW, the reason why you need MRA is because you motherfuckers don't know how to be men.
Thank you. That's it. Just a minute.
That's what the problem is. Because look, when I first encountered MGTOW, I said, what is MGTOW? They said, well, it's a man who lives on his own without a woman, focuses on himself and doesn't allow women to use him. I said, so a bachelor? That's what that is.
You got to deal with the decisions you make regardless of what woman you date.
Let me explain something to you, okay? Look. The entire concept of the blue pill versus the red pill, this is the real definition of it. The real definition is all of the men who bought into feminist ideology is what is considered blue pill.
Okay.
And the men who bought into that, who finally stopped buying into that bullshit and started trying to act like real men, that's supposed to be what red pill is. But you motherfuckers have turned it into something else.
Yes. Yes.
You turned it into a melt.
I'm
red pill.
Or you're a blue pill and a white pill does this and a gray pill does that. You know there's just one way of being a man, don't you? And you find it odd that there's a million different kind of pills, but there's one way of being a man? Isn't that odd? I'm just saying, that's just a thing. But again, you gotta see the thing that most of y'all don't understand to understand what we're saying. You must have thought. You must have common sense. Because if you actually believe that shit, you have got to be the most naive, gullible, and disillusioned motherfucker. And then when a woman meets you, that's why she runs game on you, because you don't even know how to stand up for yourself. Because you're waiting to be told what to do versus telling motherfucker what to do.
But how can you be told what to do if you take the self-initiative to go ahead and...
No, you're being, look at the big patient. Look at the big structure. Your language, you change your language to hypergamy, her hypergamous nature, female nature. I'm on my purpose. I'm a high value man.
I'm gonna show you what the difference is, right?
Listen, I'm gonna show you what the difference is. My father, right, is
right.
Second, third generation mechanic, right?
Right.
So he knows how to work on cars. Awesome at it, right? There were guys that went to school to learn on how to work on cars, but they didn't have any hands-on experience. They just read it from books, right?
Right.
So when they got a job working at the same shop with my father, they still didn't know how to work on cars. He still had to show them because they had no hands-on experience. When you sit around talking red pill ideology in these spaces with these guys, you're like those kids that were in that school reading from that book. And until you actually go out and use that knowledge or use real masculine manhood knowledge to deal with whatever you're dealing with, whether it be women, work, whatever, you're not doing any. You got to have hands-on experience with life.
You
following a skinny, crypt keeper-looking motherfucker that's telling you because of our hypergamy. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Look how crazy this is. You listen to a motherfucker that you can look at and tell he can't get no pussy. You can tell he can't even pay for pussy. But yet y'all are mimicking his words, her hypergamous nature. Fuck that bitch. Don't give a fuck if she's going up, down, left, or right.
Don't you think that's a stream, though?
No, it's not a stream because y'all, listen to me. As black men, y'all know we came underneath the quote, like I said before. And your ancestors went through a lot of shit to show the proudness of their name. And then you read that goddamn book, and you get rid of your name and put hypergamy Ron or some stupid-ass shit because some motherfucker wrote a book that ain't even teaching you no game. He's just crying like a fucking girl. Look at him. Go watch his videos.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Matt, whoa. He ain't even using his real name, nigga.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about because that's his name. Though.
You know who Rolo fucking Tomasi is? Look up the name. He took it from a fucking L.A. Confidential. That's not even his fucking name. And y'all are worshiping a motherfucker that ain't even using his real goddamn name. Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm going to tell you some real shit. I've kept my
peace about a lot of shit. But what amazes me is some of the most popular guys based on you guys following these guys, some of these guys are the lamest dudes on planet Earth.
Hi.
I can look at them and like they'll be on shows where there's a bunch of hot chicks and I'll be sitting there looking like he looks so damn out of place sitting right there with them fucking chicks, bro.
But matter of fact, Angry Man, what are the hot chicks for you dumb eyes as eye candy? They ain't talking to none of them motherfucking bitches. Y'all sitting around looking at, hey, y'all are grown men following a bunch of kids. One motherfucker ain't his real name. It's like his name is where the fuck his name is. And then he wants to say his name is Myron Gaines because he used to teach you how to lift weights.
It's easy to become.
The moment you got a bunch of eye candy sitting around and you start asking them.
But Anger Man is Steve.
You ask them, what's their name, right? What's their name? Then you ask them, what's your profession and what's your educational background? I don't think I've ever met a single guy they wanted to know what a chick did for a living or where she went to school.
Call her. If Angry Man was an up-and-coming rapper, you know what I would do? I would say, Angry Man, we're going to rent out this Bel Air motherfucking crib. We're going to hire a bunch of motherfucking models because these dumb motherfuckers going to love that shit. We're going to give you some fake-ass money and some bling, and we want you to hop around and bounce around and let the ass shake, and yeah, they're going to believe in you, and they're going to say that you're actually fucking those women.
Because
dumb-ass motherfuckers believe in shit.
You grew up, when you grew up, growing up, you had to actually campaign and get women's numbers.
You got it wrong, though. I don't campaign for bitches' numbers. I give them my number. You know, I used to write a piece of paper, even in second grade.
Do you like me?
Check the box, yes or no. I sent that shit to them in the second grade. I like you. Do you like me? Check the box, yes or no. And I pass that shit all through the class.
Well,
let that
everybody ain't got that gift.
Bring it back to me.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You had guys that went out there. You went to the club and you had to get the number on the napkin and all this stuff.
No, wait. I wrote my number on the napkin. Why do you surface dwellers think that everybody's like you? Why do you think we paying them for pussy?
Can I read something?
You know, guys love though, man. Let me get some stuff out of the equation
right?
A little bit.
Hold on, caller.
Go ahead, Amen.
I'm gonna read this, right?
Where's that?
Come on, everybody. Let's make cocaine cool. We need a few more half-naked women up in the pool and hold this Mac-10 and that's covered in jewels. And can you please put your titties closer to the 22s? And where's the champagne? We need champagne. Now look as hard as you can with this blunt in your hand. And now hold up your chain, slow motion through the flames. Now cue the smoke machines and the simulated rain. But not too loud because the baby's sleeping. That's Lupe Fiasco basically breaking down the whole way the industry is set up. We need this element, that element, because this is what's going to make the people be attractive. The problem that's missing with all of this, I don't give a damn what it is. This is how you find out if you're following some bullshit or not. You got to ask one simple question. Where is the substance?
Yes. Hey,
that's
hey,
it.
Yeah. Hey, caller.
Caller.
And what if I told you there's a spray that you can spray on your body and women will come out of the sewers to rip your clothes off? Would you believe in that? Most motherfuckers believe in that Axe spray shit, and they fucking, that shit made billions of dollars because dumb motherfuckers were gullible. We got to grab other calls.
Listen,
hey, Stephanie L, shout out to you, baby girl. Thank you for the super chat, baby girl. All right, thank you, 864. Let's bring in 361, then 734. 361, what you got for us, big dog?
Hello?
What's up, sir? What's going on, man?
Oh, shit, my bad. I didn't even know you answered my shit, but all right. But I'm going to ask you a question, right? All right, this
What's
is what I'm going to fuck with, bro.
Well, what's
she,
you?
She,
what's up?
Huh?
What's up? What's all your
right,
question?
Sir?
Yeah, what's your question, big dog? What's up?
All right, it's this girl I'm fucking with, right? But she used to be a hoe, but she, you know how she, like, slowed down and stopped fucking with a whole bunch of people, and she got into a relationship, and she treated the dude right and everything. I saw she was treating him. She was treating the right and shit. But he broke up with blah, blah, blah. But he's like, you'd be okay with me to date a girl that used to be home.
Wait. Stop, bro. Stop for a second. I know this ain't the Sunday show, but goddamn it, stop for a second.
Some sucker shit he about to ask.
Are you dating? Did you just admit to us that you're dating a hoe?
You dated an ancient bitch, dog.
Are you looking for a cosign that is cool for you to do that? Is that what you're here looking for?
Anger man, he hung up on us, dog. Hey guys, y'all can't ever say Anger Man and I don't care. Because we about to call that motherfucker back. Because that motherfucker can't just hang up on us and do that, man. We just want to talk to you. Because I know he got that bitch in the background, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm a hoe. Come on, pick up your phone,
What's
dog.
Up?
Yeah, why'd you hang up and shit, dog? What'd you hang up for?
Yeah, I should have hung up. I hung up like a little bit.
Yeah, you go. See, like that.
You did.
I don't know to it. I don't know to it. I don't know to it. I don't know to it.
Hold on. Fuck all that. How old are you, bro?
17.
17. See, I got sons your age. I'm going to ask you again. Mm-hmm. You called in here looking for a cosign that is cool for you to be taking a hoe seriously.
Nah.
Oh. So, but you said you dating a hoe, right?
No, we ain't dating. We know that little talking stage bullshit.
Oh, come on, dog. Don't lie.
No, for real. We ain't dating. We ain't dating.
You in the room with her right now, right? Get put on the phone.
No, I'm not in the room with her.
Man, she just got done talking. We heard her in the background.
I heard her in the background.
Go ahead, put her on the phone.
Nigga, you got my fucking TV in the background.
Nah, go ahead, put her on the phone. We want to talk to them. We want to talk about this little friendship y'all motherfuckers got with these women. Come on.
No, I'm for real. She's not here like dead ass.
Dog, just heard her voice.
Hey, you know why she's not there?
Why?
You know why she's not there? Because she's somewhere fluffing somebody else off, bro. She needs to know. Fuck that. You ever play Monopoly?
Yeah, I play Monopoly.
Okay. You know what community chest is?
Yeah.
Okay, don't everybody get a chance to get a card from community chest?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you need to kick her to the fucking curb. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Fuck that shit. She's for the streets, bro.
Hey, don't hang up.
Have fun. Wrap it up. Look. Wrap it up, because goddamn it, look, having sex with hoes, that's like bungee jumping. You feel what I'm saying? You're risking your life. You can jump off that fucking bridge if you want to, but if that rubber breaks, your ass is as good as gone, bro. So I'm going to tell you like this. You can have your little fun. You can play Russian roulette if you want. But don't be trying to wife no hoes, bro, and don't be calling. Don't you ever in your motherfucking life call into this goddamn show and be looking for a cosign for a hoe.
I'm in love with the Coco. Come on, dog. Hey, what's your excuse? Hold on, guys. What's your excuse? Come on. This is being brought to you. Come on. Come on.
I don't got no excuse. You told me everything I need to know.
Why the fuck did you hang up? This is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch.
While I hung up, I was embarrassed at the moment, but I should have been a man and faced the head on.
Man, take your fucking medicine like a goddamn man. Now get your cake ass off the goddamn phone so we get the next caller, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Peace, man. All right, then. Send your love. We got you, young man. We trying to make you get some ass and shit from good women and shit. Get your ass off the goddamn phone.
It's trying to wipe hoes. What's wrong with him?
Let's get to the next caller. 734, what's your question, man? What's up, brother?
Oh, what's up, man? I just wanted to say with the whole red pill shit, you know, I first found that with looking for entertainment at first when I was just bored. But I think it's funny how on the show you can actually see when they have different guests, how the women react to different guests. So when they're on the show by themselves, it's like they don't have no command over the room.
No.
Like they get like dirty looks. And it's like the stuff they say, you can see the women like cringe. Like what when they say it. But if certain I don't mean to mention them on I don't know if y'all mind or not, but certain guests they have on there, I can give you examples if you want.
What are the examples of guests? Listen, the guest is not the problem. It's the fact that what they're doing to those that are watching. See, they're allowed to have guests. They're allowed to say what they want to say. It falls on the listener who is either gullible, disillusioned, and naive to look at it. Look, just because you have a table full of women, doesn't mean you're fucking them. What does that mean? Because you have women at a table. What does that mean? Because when the game ain't even about women. So what the fuck are the women for? Right.
But you know what the sad part about it is? It is a sad part. You know, motherfuckers is going to give me hell because, you know, I tried to get onto the damn show, but, you know, politics ain't going to allow that shit. But if I would have got up there, I would have cooked like a motherfucker. But with that being said, here's the problem. The problem is there's a parasitic relationship going on there. You feel me? The guys think they're using the women And the women. Are also using them. You see what I'm saying? Because those chicks are going up there to promote their Instagrams and all of that shit and all that. And you see it sometimes when the chicks get up there and they start acting in a disrespectful way. Like, how the fuck you going to come on to my damn show and be talking to me crazy and trying to play me out? You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's no fucking way I would, man.
Well, Carl, let me ask, and I want to tell you something because it's going to hurt. It's going to sting a lot of you guys out there, and I hate saying I want to let you know, it hurts me to say this shit. It hurts me to say what I'm about to say. But these women have more game on they fucking pinky than most of you motherfuckers. They got more game on they pinky. Because what y'all don't know is that they meet you every day, all day. Since elementary school, they've run into your fucking ass. So they know how to get what they want from you without giving up anything. And most of them, all they got to do is grab their index finger, put it to their throat, show a little bit of cleavage, and you dumb motherfuckers will buy and pay their rent, go and drive them around, fix their Christmas lights, and all that other silly shit. So how do you think? Wait, think about this. Think about how much power women have. I want y'all guys to think for a second, because I hate saying this, but I'm giving some ladies the props here. Women have so much power that these guys created a pill to talk about women. They slow down to them. Think about what I'm saying. How much power does a woman have over you when now you created a pill, you created hypergamy over a woman, no fap over a woman, high-value man over a woman, going your own way for a woman, and you're going, like I told you, y'all going to be like pumping for a goddamn woman. But who holds the power? Because if you're doing all this shit because of a woman, who holds the power, caller?
Well, I think that, you know, in the situation where they create all these pills and all that, I think that it's kind of pointless because they're talking about, like you said, going their own way and shit, but the women ain't focusing on those guys anyway. So it ain't like they're even being noticed.
They think about a piece of sand at the beach. They think about these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, for me personally, I grew up, like, seeing, even at the barbershop and shit like that, or just being around older men, it's like you can tell when somebody knows what they're talking about. So with them, it's like the people that follow them for actual advice, just like a certain content creator you had a situation with a long time ago, you know, that went viral or whatever, Steve. I don't know if you get what I mean, but he goes by three letters. But
well, I don't care about him. I'm just about hey, bottom line. Look, here's the bottom line. Let me bottom line you. Have you ever Have you ever seen a man who gets pussy complain about women? I mean, think about this. Have you ever seen a man who gets pussy actually complain about women, or tells other men not to jerk off, or tells other men to stay away from women and be more asexual and have more?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So you ain't you know these guys ain't fucking talking this way. They ain't fucking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How can they tell you about women? If they ain't getting any pussy, how the fuck can they tell you about women?
You got guys that just recently got followings on YouTube, put on suits and shit. Now all of a sudden they're dating coaches. Now all of a sudden they're ladies' men. One of them even got up there on a show. I got to get the clip, but one of them even got up on a show and said, "Hey, ladies, you would agree with me that there's a lot of fine niggas out here, right?"
Oh,
niggas are like, "What?" Yo, it's getting weird, bro.
Yeah,
it's getting weird. That's why we gotta get on. We gotta get on this straight masculine shit.
Yes. So 734, we gotta let you go, brother. But call back with your question because we got another caller. But we gotta play this next clip as we continue. Listen to this, Angry Man.
Cults are skilled at knowing whom to target, often focusing on those new to an area or who have recently undergone some personal or professional loss. Loneliness and a desire for meaning make one susceptible to friendly people offering community. The recruitment process can be subtle, sometimes taking months to establish a relationship. In fact, more than two-thirds of cult members are recruited by a friend, family member, or coworker whose invitations are harder to refuse. Once in the cult, members are subjected to multiple forms of indoctrination. Some play on our natural inclination to mimic social behaviors or follow orders. Other methods may be more intense, using techniques of coercive persuasion involving guilt, shame, and fear. And in many cases, members may willingly submit out of desire to belong and to attain the promised rewards.
Ooh, angry man. 559, we got you 1 second. Go ahead, angry man. What say you, my brother? Jesus, right?
The only thing I can say is bars. That's bars. All I can say.
Yeah, bars. Yeah. Because think about the indoctrination. See, think about what these young men are doing. They're technically mimicking another man by talking and trying to be like the other man, just like the PUAs. Remember, the young boys used to dress like the mystery methods because he hired some models, and they were like, wow, if I wear black fingernail polish and eyeliner and goggles and boas and top hats and leopard jeans or leopard pants or whatever the fuck he's wearing, I can get women. And that's mm-hmm. the same thing that they're doing today, just on another level, dog. Different street, same neighborhood.
Yeah, trying to attempt. All that was like fucking mystery tried to pretend like he knew, like he came up with some new concept. It's like, bro, all you're doing is what the pimps did back in the day, and some still do, but without any of the game, without any of the real mouthpiece, any of the real ism, as they would put it. Like, you don't really have game like that. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know.
All right, well, let's bring in 519, then 816. 559, I'm sorry, sir. What's your question? What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Steve? I'm back. Hey, y'all going in, man. I usually never even call, but y'all going in, so I just got to ask what y'all saying. Another thing is, with the stuff going on, they're definitely playing on these guys' emotions, because you'll see in the comments in some of those streams, right, the woman will get asked, like, a regular-ass question. Like, hey, you know, what color, what's your favorite color? They'll say red. And in the comments, they're like, kick that whore bitch off the show. Like, it's like, what the hell is going on? Like, God damn, man. Like, it's like, what's going to happen when somebody dies in your family, like, and you're ready to kill yourself over a woman? What's going to happen when real life starts hitting you? You get what I'm saying? But that's all I had to say on that. Yeah. So you gotta
all right, well, let me say this before we bring in 816, and let me read the severe, because this isn't a joke, but this is how serious it is. This woman named Lisa, this guy was obsessed with this woman named Lisa. Because she rejected him, he fatally shot her in the head. And another year, this woman who was approached on the street because she said no to the guy, the man punched her twice in the face, causing her to lose consciousness. This woman right here was 8 weeks pregnant, and because she didn't say thank you, which she should have with manners, but he punched her in the stomach. Another one. This woman was walking home from her house a Saturday night, and a man started to cold call and all that stuff. She said no. He got out of the car, broke her jaw. This woman right here, 20, turned down a guy at the mall. Days later, on her 21st birthday, she was shot 3 times in the back while she was at work. A few more. This woman right here, Saturday night with her friends, just because she rejected a guy. This guy punched her in the face, and she woke up with a broken nose. This woman right here rejected another man's advances, and because he did that, he followed her home and shot her in the chest. And where I'm getting at, and I'm being serious, see, what they're doing to y'all guys, y'all raging out, is you can't handle rejection because the bitch doesn't like you. And hey, guys, peep game. Women are allowed not to fucking want to talk to you bitches. And they're allowed to say no. And they're allowed to say, I have a boyfriend. But what right do you have to sit around and say you want to do bodily harm to a fucking woman, man, that doesn't even want to – look, angry man, is she not minding her own business? She walking and doing about her day.
I don't want a bitch that don't want me.
Exactly. Why the fuck? Exactly.
Like, this is goofiness, man. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, like, what dude goes and gets a fucking ratchet for a chick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? Like, this, like, bruh, this is some weak-ass shit, man. Look, they do it sometimes to me. Like, every once in a while, there'll be a chick in my chat room, and she might say something goofy. And I'll be like, come up on the show so you can explain, because that wasn't making no sense, right?
Yes.
And, you know, she'll come up on the show, and she'll be like, hey, angry man. You know, it'd always be some super friendly shit, you know, because a lot of these chicks be liking me and shit, yes. Right? Freaking conversation. And she'll be respectful. She'll be, you know, joking and all of that. She's not saying anything crazy. And it'll be guys in the chat room talking about some, kick that fucking strag off the show. Like, you'd be like, God damn, bro. Like, what the hell? Like, they have a, look, when I figured out that there's a lot of guys in this space, I didn't want to believe it. Because, you know, it ain't, like, it's not something that I'm used to. I'm not used to guys in my real life being like that.
Yeah.
So if a guy in my real life has a gripe against a woman, it's usually a legitimate gripe. It's usually something that was done. Like, but guys here, like, they just have this, I don't know, bro. It's something weird. I can't even explain it, man.
Yeah, well, let's bring in 86816. What's your question or comment, sir? What's up, brother?
Oh, yeah, this is Mike once again. The way, like, how y'all breaking this cult shit down, like, it reminds me of that. It reminds me of that one season of American Horror Stories. Like, watch that cult series. Like, everything that guy is saying on them clips, like, if y'all go watch that season, it explains every goddamn thing. Like, I saw, like, Angry Man, I saw you making them faces and stuff. I'm like, y'all, like, you didn't know that? Like, cults, that's how cults get down, bro.
Yeah, I no, it's not that I don't know how cults get down. I'm making them faces because of how much of it lines up with a lot of these dudes that
right.
I know that are in these faces.
Yeah.
That's what's fucking me up. Because I don't really think like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, back in 2018, guys was trying to hit me with the, oh, Angry Man, you trying to start a cult. But it's like, bro, I'm not asking you niggas to just watch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you don't like what I say or you don't agree with me, you ain't got to watch me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, I don't handcuff nobody. If I don't handcuff hoes, I ain't handcuffing no dudes either.
Exactly, and that's the thing too. Because if you watch, like if you see how these cult leaders get down, like they making some of these dudes drop to their knees, bro. And these, like, y'all know what I mean when I say that, dog. Like, so yeah, that's an insult, bro.
Yeah, well, here's some good news. I'm just putting in the chat room for all y'all guys that want to see right there. What's happening right now is that the Secret Service and stuff, they're looking at some of these groups, these incel threats. They're being watched.
Yeah,
so
they are.
That's good news about it. Yeah. That's good news. And if y'all, we put that in the chat room for y'all guys to look at that article, because they're watching it. Because what you're really teaching hate, and you're hating the thing that you are trying to love, which is that, or the thing that you're trying to marry, or the thing that you're trying to get with, or the thing you're trying to date. You're learning to hate them because of a choice that they don't want to talk to you because your pussy is tighter than hers. Why the fuck?
Yeah,
would,
man.
Why would she want to talk to you? That's
look,
what I understand.
Look, and I got to say this because I just made a statement, and there's always these gotcha guys in the chat room. They're going to be like, handcuffing, but Angry Man, you in a whole relationship. Yeah, and I'm not even handcuffing her. If she woke up one day and said, you know what? I don't want to be here no more. What I'm going to say.
Yeah, man, that's the worst advice.
When you want to listen to the guy that has something. This is, okay, again, and maybe it's my ass backwards thinking. But when you want to follow someone that shows you long-term results versus someone who doesn't have anything?
Bro, I was doing a show earlier, and I had on a freaking hoodie. And it was hot in here. And I was like, damn, it's hot in this motherfucker, right? Because I had the issue the other day where it got hot in here because I had the heat on downstairs. I had the air on upstairs, but I had the heat on downstairs, right? So my girl is watching my stream from downstairs. She comes with some more shirts, like wardrobe change. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like in the middle of also doing laundry and shit. And my thing is, you got guys that'll come up and they'll be like, how do you get a woman to be nice to you? Like, you can't even get to the point to where women will do submissive things for you, like bring you a wardrobe change while you're doing your show, or bring you a meal, or bring you like bro, I've watched Steve on shows and all of a sudden a plate gets slid to him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, you're talking to dudes living what a lot of these guys wish they had. So it's like, why don't you listen and get the game? You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Real call, real quick. Great caller.
Yeah, man. It's these guys are in a very, these guys right here, like in a mindset, they're in a very, very bad position because all they got is a mother that's telling them to simp, and then they listening to these red pill guys and they telling them to go extreme with that shit. So these guys are in a very fucked up position, man, and it's gonna get very bad. It's gonna be a lot more of these shootings because I've been in that mind state, man. Like when I say y'all saved my fucking life, that's what the fuck I mean, dog. Like, real talk, man. Like, I went from somewhere crying in the room doing research. Why she doesn't want me? You know what I'm saying? Now I'm having sex with bitches and shit like that. And now they say, oh, well, yeah, I got to go. You didn't ask me if I had a boyfriend or not. You know what I'm saying? So,
All right.
Thank y'all, man.
Respect you. AG, yes, we take a call. Just call in. There's a number. Call in AG. But there was something I wanted to say to these guys out here. Shit, go ahead, Anger. I just had on top of my head. Go ahead.
I was going to say, rebuke the simp spirit.
The power of man compels you. Manicisms. Y'all need some manicisms and shit. But the thing, unfortunately for a lot of you young men out there, you're mad at the wrong person. You can navigate your life, but you can't expect a woman to just want to sleep with you because you watch a lot of porn. The world doesn't work that way. The world does not work the way you really actually want it to work. But let me get to the next clip. But, guys, if y'all want to call – oh, wait, let me grab this call, 734, before we play the clip. 734, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, I was just wondering how because I forgot to ask my question. How can you have fun, like, casually and shit like that and still be safe? Because that stuff does bring a lot of awareness to, like, just the common sense of, like, wrapping up and all that type of shit. But how can you – you know, have fun seeing multiple women, but at the same time, like, avoid certain, you know, disease, STDs and all that shit. Like,
I'm gonna do this only one time. I'm only gonna tell this one time. This is something that I would tell my sons, but I'm only gonna say this one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, you wanna stay away from chicks that seem to be super easy, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like you want to stay away from that.
Yes.
The other thing you want to stay away from is, well, the other thing you want to do is when you do link up with a chick and y'all about to have sex or whatever, you strap up and you take it easy. You go, you cruise like you're in a residential area, if you know what I mean. It ain't like when you got your wifey and you can go raw dog. See, when you can go raw dog, you can go 100 miles. You can get on the freeway and open that motherfucker up. You get what I'm saying? If you're stepping up, you need to keep it at 35 miles an hour. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is what I want to say to you. And it's very easy. And I know sometimes it's an awkward conversation to have. But I want you guys to love your body, protect your body, and get checked out. Get checked out. Make sure you have a clean bill of health, and you have that piece of paper. Put that in your kit. You should always have a fuck kit in your trunk. I saw those red pills on DJ shit. But you should always have a fuck trunk. You know, another pair of clothes, boxers, socks.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So in there with your kit, you should have your bill of being sexually clear with no diseases. And guess what? You're allowed to ask woman, okay, are you clean? Or do you have any diseases?
Okay.
And if you really serious about it, before you fuck her, make her ass go to the goddamn clinic and hey, if you got that paper, show me your paper. Show me your motherfucking paper.
Right.
And I know it's an awkward conversation to have, but
and even if she has the paper,
you still wrap up.
Don't be burning rubber.
Yeah, I was mainly asking you about like
residential areas is 35 miles an hour. I'm just saying.
Right. Yes. Yeah, just please protect.
Hello? Oh, I was asking you like cuz I hear y'all talking about when y'all talking about dick game and all that like I don't mean to get too vulgar on here, but like, you know, eating pussy and all that type of shit, you know. Some dudes do it because they think that's what they have to do to please a woman. But for me, like when I had my own girl and shit, I kind of enjoy doing all kind of shit. I could do whatever. But with girls, I mean, meeting at parties.
That was your girl. But here's another. Okay, listen. There are alternatives to eating pussy. If you know, hey, listen, the fingers, man, you can strum that motherfucking pussy like a good goddamn guitar. You can strum that motherfucking pussy like that, okay? And you can put your lips, not, you don't have to put your lips on her pussy. There are all parts of her body that you can put your lips on and not have to put it on that. So don't go eating shit that you don't know nothing about, okay? Because we got to grab another call. Okay.
Not be eating sushi at restaurants you are not familiar with.
Hey, from a 7-Eleven. Don't be eating no sushi from 7-Eleven, dog. Don't ever eat that sushi from your regular gas station and shit. Erico 617. What's your comment or question, brother? What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? It's my first time calling. I just want to say shout out to AM and Steve, man. This is my, you know. I know y'all are a legendary figure in these spaces, but I gotta tell y'all, this whole red pill situation, does get you in. I remember I was kept listening to a lot of these content creators, and it was affecting me to a certain extent, man. I was angry at the world, angry at women, and I had to take a break from YouTube. Seriously, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I see what y'all are saying.
Being a man is fun. You don't. It is fun when you're the thrill. There's nothing like the thrill of the hunt when you have a conquering mentality. There's nothing there's nothing to be mad at when you're not an option. We are teaching you how to be opportunity. We ain't teaching you how to be a woman's option. She's got to bring something to the table other than her ass and titties. She's got to slay the Minotaur, bring that shit to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, then get her ass back down and cook you a fucking meal type shit. That's what we're trying to get y'all to do.
If you noticed on my content, there are shows where I go in on the strag or what is described as toxic women, but I don't go in on specific women. I go in on the behavior. But if you notice, I take a break from that, and I'll do other content that has other parts of masculinity. Because if you sit around and you focus on the goofy shit that women do 24/7, it will drive you crazy.
And Carl, let me show you a great parlor trick that the red pill do, or those red pill service dwellers do. This is a little bit of water. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get five people in the room and taste this bottle of water. And if four out of five people like the water, then what I'm going to do is put a few zeros behind that. And then I'm going to say, you know what? This water has been tasted by over 500,000 people. And 400,000 out of 500,000 people love this water, because statistics show statistics don't lie. Oh, wink, wink. This is, hey, and what I was about to tell you guys. All you motherfuckers, call and thank you real quick. I know what I was about to say. All you, let's go outside the country motherfuckers. Please watch 90 Day Fiance. Please, guys, take a moment. If you're on Facebook, they show you all the time. Look what them women are doing to those American guys. Remember, foreign women got to be stupid because they don't speak English. They're got to be stupid. Guys. Women are women all over the world. And here's the funny thing about women. It doesn't matter if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, and China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, and Jamaica, from the East Coast, West Coast, British Columbia, Scotland, or wherever the fuck, Mars and Jupiter. There's always a guy that's a bitch in her language that represents the same behavior.
These guys are like the guy that goes into a fucking cave and there's a dragon chained up in that motherfucker, and the dragon's all docile and shit because he's chained up. And it's like, oh, you're a kind dragon. Let me get these chains off of you, you know, and you get the chains off of him, and then he sets your ass on fire. And you're like, what the hell just happened? Like, motherfucker, it was a dragon. There's a reason there was chains on that motherfucker. Look, there's a guy, I actually showed this on one of my shows. There's a guy who was in the Philippines. He married a chick in the Philippines, right? The chick actually, because they had traveled back and forth, right? They had traveled back and forth to America, right? Once she got to America, right, just from them visiting, she linked up with the Filipino community in America. And when they, at one point, he was ready to go back, and she's like, I'm not going back.
Right.
And she divorced him. He went back to the Philippines and got him another damn Filipino wife. Now his first Filipino wife is in America collecting money from his ass.
And let me show you how dumb these foreign women are. A woman who's in China,
a few years ago got 20 suckers to buy her 20 iPhones. She sold them and bought herself a house. I'm telling you, these women no suckers. I'm saying, man, these guys got y'all thinking that these women are dumb as fuck. That you can...
Not to mention, a certain lawyer who I will not name actually linked up with a woman that's from Jamaica.
Oh, Jesus.
He fucking splurged $100K on her going on trips and shit. This is when he first met her. Got her pregnant, and then she freaking moved away with his kid, got child support, and now she's living in Jamaica high off the hog on his child support.
Women got game, yeah, and that's what we're trying to tell you. We got the last clip of the cult. Guys, y'all want to call in? Go ahead, here's the last clip. Check this out.
The cult environment discourages critical thinking, making it hard to voice doubts when everyone around you is modeling absolute faith. The resulting internal conflict, known as cognitive dissonance, keeps you trapped, as each compromise makes it more painful to admit you've been deceived. And though most cults don't lead members to their death, they can still be harmful. By denying basic freedoms of thought, speech, and association, cults stunt their members' psychological and emotional growth.
Can you see, guys, listen to what he just said. Think about all you surface dwellers. That's why I call y'all surface dwellers. Y'all live on the surface. Think about your language. When you came into this world, even when you were going to the egg, where was hypergamy? Did you need hypergamy to get to the egg? Did you need female nature to get to the egg? Did you need going your own way, being on your purpose, no fap? Did you need that, or was there sperm tube, or was there spermogram? Did you need any of those things to get to the egg? And if your answer is no, then why do you think you need them now? We bring you in 626. Angry Man, what say you on that, brother?
That clip you just played is dead on. And I'm going to tell you why. Because in certain spaces, there were guys that were dropping knowledge. A couple of the guys that they chose to follow like a cult, now that these guys have revealed to be frauds, these guys don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit it. They're still like, well, why are they leaving, or why are they doing this? And they don't want to admit it. And it's like, bruh, they wasn't about shit in the first place. And what that guy just said in that clip is the cognitive dissonance makes them go deeper and deeper to where they can't admit that they got duped.
Wow, mate. It's 626. You're up, sir. What's your question? What's up?
Yo, do y'all think Will Smith, red pill or blue pill for slapping Chris Rock?
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you give a fuck about Will Smith? Do you have Will Smith's money? Do you have Chris Rock's money? Do you
I have
a
drive.
Okay, well, you ain't
going
there. Okay.
What difference does it make?
That's why y'all lose.
Whether he falls under the category of blue pill or red pill, what difference does that make?
Yeah, what is that going to do for you?
Because I hear different dudes doing vlogs talking about, oh, my God, he's fucking weak for doing that. Let me ask her.
Yeah. Man, I'm not asking you. Wait, I'm not asking you what other guys think.
This is what's wrong with
you. I'm asking you, what difference does it make what category or what box you want to put Will in? What difference does it make?
All right, go ahead and ask 626. What difference does it make, sir?
Because I just want to know how to, because me personally.
You don't even know why. You don't even know why. You're so caught up in the rhetoric. You don't even know why you care. I've said this numerous times. You have to stop trying to put men in boxes. This is what women do.
Yeah, but
they put him in boxes for certain purposes. Cut that out, man.
Well, I think maybe because listen, I don't want to yell at him. I'm gonna ask you, do you have ADD, or do you have a defect or something where you can't comprehend language, or you ride a yellow bus? I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but is there something mentally wrong with you? Because I don't want to yell at you if there's something wrong with you. Are you special with special needs, sir? 626?
Nah, bro.
I just want to make sure before I call you a dumb motherfucker. Now, before I get in your fucking ass, you dumb motherfucker, how old are you, man? How old are you asking questions about other fucking men? How old are you, man?
23.
Oh, you're 23. Let me ask you a question. When you like guys? You like guys? You like
but I like Will Smith. I think he's a funny dude, but I don't like what he did.
What does Will Smith got to do with that? You're a loser. What does Will Smith got to do with that?
I'm not a loser.
Wait. Says the guy that's asking if he's a blue or red pill. What? Why don't you just say pink and orange, motherfucker?
I just wanted y'all opinion because I claim to have all the answers.
No. We're asking you to think for your fucking self.
Wait a second. Who claims to have all the answers?
I mean, on what a man is, even though I don't agree with y'all 100%, but God claims to know it all.
Wait. So you didn't even come up here with a genuine question. You came up here to be a passive-aggressive prick.
Bitch, you mean.
Because you just said, well, I wanted y'all's opinion because you claim to have all the answers. Well, if you think we don't know what the fuck we're talking about, why are you calling in the first place?
Why are you asking us a question, man?
Because this is like barbershop conversation, bro. That's why. You're supposed to be nothing but men. Why are you getting emotional, bro?
If you were in a barbershop, they would kick you off.
Wait a minute. I used to be a barber. No, it's not barbershop conversation. Because if you were in the barbershop and I was cutting somebody's hair and you said to me, well, you claim to have all the answers, I would put the clippers down and I would knock you the fuck out.
Yep. And if you were in the
grown men don't talk like that at the barbershop, bro.
Hey, this motherfucker in the barbershop, hey guys, you want is Will Blue Pill or Red Pill? What y'all think?
No, I just wanted y'all to tell you, bro.
Anything about blue or red pills, bro. No one.
If y'all was in Will's shoes, was y'all done that? Was y'all stood up like that?
Hey. Just
not gonna get shit, bro.
Go find your daddy and tell him he failed you, motherfucker. Let's get to the next caller. Erico 727. What's your question, brother? What's up,
gentlemen? Pleasure. Absolute pleasure to talk to y'all. I just would like to bring something to the table. It's not really a question. It's just, you know, everything that I'm hearing. And you guys are doing a phenomenal job. If anything, like I said, I just want to break down the table, and maybe you guys can run off of it. But I think guys out there in the audience right now would need to hear this because it's something that helped me. It's an old quote, and I think you guys might know it, probably know it. And the quote goes like this. Watch your thoughts, for your thoughts become words. Watch your words, for your words become actions. Watch your actions, for your actions become habits. Watch your habits, for your habits become character. And watch your character, for that is your destiny. And I think that is just a solid piece of just watching what's going on in your present. Because, you know, you talk about all this red pill stuff, and people, it's easy to just go online, listen to this, listen to that, and blah, blah, blah. But seeking out good mentors, great mentors, someone that you can look up, that takes dedication, it takes focus, it takes you being humble and wanting to work on yourself. And I don't want to talk too much.
Thank you. Peep game. Listen, I think you're 1,000,000% right on what you're saying, but you're 1,000,000% wrong. And follow what I'm saying, big dog. You're 1,000,000% right because one who is a free thinker and says what you're saying is going to see the infinite of growth and evolving. Okay, that's where you're 100% right. But when you have no thought and you're a fucking loser and you put that, what you said, in front of that loser, he's only going to think in reaction. His behavior.
I know. You're right about that.
So I got you, though. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you're 1,000% right, but 1,000% wrong based off of the mindset of the individual. Because if you say that gold shit you saying to a fucking loser, he ain't going to understand that shit. Because he's got to wait for his master to tell him it's okay to even think about what the fuck you said.
Yeah, because he can't distinguish between what are the right thoughts and what are the wrong thoughts. It's just like building a bullshit ass house on a fuck. It's like trying to build an immaculate house on a fucked up foundation. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So call it. You know, I always tell guys about the three little pigs, right? You know there was three pigs, right? You know, there's one that did the house out of straw, the one that did out of hay, and the one did out of brick, right? Right? Remember those three?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious. You remember those, right? Well,
no,
guess what?
I haven't heard this, man, in 20 years.
Hold on, young man. But there's more. See, when you learn game, you learn about the fourth pig.
So you didn't even know there was a fourth one. And that's the one, you know why they don't talk about the fourth one? Because the fourth one didn't have to do shit but show what the fuck is going to happen if you fuck with him. See, there's always the fairy tale will get you to three. But game will teach you there was a fourth motherfucker that said, bring your ass over here and knock on my door. And if you want some of this motherfucking action and want some of this motherfucking work, go ahead and see what your predecessors have done. See, he made statements. He made fucking
statements. Look at the look on the face, bro.
He ain't fucking around, Angry Man. He made statements, caller. That's what we saying. There's always things you know. There's things you don't know. Then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. And that's what Angry Ray and myself and Real Ones are trying to teach you, that we try to push you beyond your thinking to think like this for a pig. Because that motherfucker, you see that wolf ain't by that door, do you? That motherfucker looking at all that carcass that other pig be fucking motherfuckers up. He fucked him up, Angry Ray. He put work in. So I just
got a oh, shit.
He said, hold up. I ain't fucking with that motherfucker. But, hey, thank you, 727, for the call, man. We appreciate it, brother, okay?
Appreciate y'all. Y'all stay well.
Thank you. All right, let's bring in 617 real quick. 617, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm the one who just called a minute ago, but I wanted to touch on the situation y'all were talking about, the whole pickup artist situation. Thing, man. Like, I was one of these dudes, like, back in the 2008. I did this company that go by RSD. I'm sure y'all know about it. Man, I spent thousands of dollars, man, going to boot camps and all this stuff. But all that shit is all BS, man. Like, I'm telling you, these dudes get you in a room at a hotel where you get a whole bunch of dudes. Y'all are in there. They tell you how to meditate and all this. It has nothing to do with women. It's just, it was all straight BS. So it's funny how AM was talking about the whole mystery situation. All that crap is BS, man. Like,
Well, Carla, I want you to think. Let's go deeper here. Let's just go a little bit deeper. I love what you're saying. Let's go a little bit deeper. Okay, think about this.
Okay.
If I need to sell roses, diamonds, and dinners, okay, do you think I need people thinking like Angry Man? Is that motherfucker thinking like Angry Man ain't going to buy shit? I'm gonna lose money off of Angry Man, motherfucker, because Angry Man is what they call it, a plantation of free thinkers. He ain't following shit. He think for his own. He know how to read and write and shit, right? We can't change that motherfucker's mind. But you know what? Why don't I create this guy, and then we'll give him a huge subscriber count, and we'll put a bunch of women around him, and then we'll indoctrinate these guys to fuck them over, because eventually they're going to talk to a woman. Eventually they're going to meet a woman and talk to him. But guess what they're going to do? They're going to start shelling out dollars. Remember, the economy has got to run. Everybody can't be a man. You got to understand there are things going on that are beyond what y'all need to understand, that the economy, listen, men like myself, Angry Man, and the fellas, they leave us alone because we're not the majority. We're just a small little crumb in this corner in this universe. We ain't fucking shit up. But if everybody starts thinking like us, oh, Angry Man will be gone, I'll be on the milk carton, and there won't be no more shows. Think about it.
Man, look, the moment a motherfucker assigns you a dress code and you're not at work or in the military, mm-hmm. something's wrong.
Yep.
Motherfuckers start telling you how you supposed to dress. Something is wrong. That's some bullshit. Yo, I ain't never got up here and told no grown-ass men, you need to start wearing polo shirts and fitted hats. Because if you don't, you're not a real man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like they say in prison, you better suck that dick. All right, Erico, all right, 626, what's your question, man? What's up?
Y'all blue pill and y'all beta.
Okay, wait, brother.
Hold on, let me, I got him, Steve.
All right, go. All right, tell him how he's blue pill, caller. Okay, there you go. Tell me how he's blue pill.
I talk. I'm gonna let you talk. I'm a man, so I'm gonna let y'all talk. I'm not over talking, dog.
No. We're not gonna do that. You made a statement. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to explain to me how I'm blue pill, and I'm gonna hear you out. Go ahead.
fuck is a blue?
Because you're an emotional motherfucker, bro. And, like, you don't move like a man. And just because I don't think like you, let me answer you. Let me answer you, bro. Just because I don't think like you, I'm all this. I'm weak. No, bro. Like, nobody on this planet, no two people think the same.
Call it.
Now you're going, wait a minute. I got him, Steve.
Okay.
I got him. Okay. Wait a minute. You're going off into the woods now. Yeah, you're going off
into
the woods.
Blue pill, bro.
Definition of blue pill is someone who lives in a fantasy. It has nothing to do with emotions. So what are you talking
You're
about?
Blue pill. You're living in a fantasy. You think everybody going to think the way you think. That's
repeating
fantasy, bro.
Repeating the statement is not a definition. I'm going to say it again. The blue pill, red pill concept comes from the Matrix. When Morpheus offered him a choice between the blue pill and the red pill, the blue pill meant he would go back home and start living in his fantasy again. The red pill mean he would wake up and see what the world really is. That has nothing to do with emotions. It has nothing to do with bitches. It has nothing to do with any of that.
Okay.
And what you
well,
what
I'm
God
relating this.
Done,
well, we relate this to the game, though.
Because you deem yourself to be red pill. You're now using blue pill as a way to insult people.
Caller, I'm blue pill. So can you do me a favor, please? Can you show me?
Y'all emotional.
Wait, caller. You're right. I'm emotional. Let caller go ahead. I'm blue pill. I'm emotional. So can you tell me how to approach a woman and say, what do I say to a woman? Teach me.
There's no right or wrong way. I'm trying to help you out.
Show me
because
your way. I'm
okay,
ignorant.
Bro.
Hey, remember,
listen.
I'm ignorant emotional. Show me
there's,
your
there's
way.
There's no right or wrong way. If you
I
see a chick, right,
way.
Say you in a library. I'm trying to help you out.
No, I don't want you. Wait. I'm going to pause you. I'm going to give you another chance. Now, I'm asking nicely. I don't know game. I'm emotional. I'm grayish, greenish, purplish pill, whatever it is, right? I'm just asking you, just kind of let me just look at you. Let me be a fly on the wall. Tell us how you talk to women. That's all I want to hear. Don't say anything else. Just tell us, because if you got game like you say, because you're the man, all right? Hey, shit, man. Hey, brother, between you and I, don't listen to Angry Man. Hey, man, I just started this shit yesterday, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, 626, teach me. Tell me, how do I navigate with a woman? Okay, talk to me.
The most simplest thing, be yourself. If you see a chick, walk up, hey, I saw you from across the room, and I like what I see, or I like your style, or I like the color of your hair, whatever. That's
Wait, sir, I have an ignorant question. When do I introduce myself to her? I'm just curious.
Listen. You just cannot walk up to a woman and, hey, my name is such and such. You got to fill her out first. That's why you're giving her a compliment.
Yes, you can walk up to a woman and introduce yourself. Yes, you can. In fact, that is the best method.
Exactly.
That is actually the best
no.
method.
No. Listen, bro.
The reason why
you give her the compliment.
Hold on. Wait a minute, bro. See, you said that I was being emotional. But I'm actually talking to you in a calm manner. You're kind of talking over me. So let me say what I'm saying. Now, that's actually the best method today. And the reason why is because me and Steve just got through talking about it. There was a group called PUAs that got put on television. So guess what happened? Women who are very good at shit like this, they saw it. And what they did is they adapted. So now when you approach a woman with some sort of pickup line or something like that, they immediately feel like you're full of shit. So nowadays, the best way to talk to a woman is to actually not walk up to her with any type of fucking perceived game. Just to walk up to her and say, hey, my name is so-and-so. I saw you from across the room, and I was wondering if you could give me your number, or we can talk later, or maybe we can hang out. That's actually the best method. Are you going to deny that?
Yeah, and for the and
that's
real quick,
the same shit I just said. Hey, I saw you from across the room, and I think you're attractive. Or hey, I like your style.
You didn't introduce yourself. You didn't give her your name or whatever. Look, bro. Here's the thing. I want to say this because I know we got to go to the next call. Look. You came into the space probably, and you probably heard a bunch of guys talking about this. But look, bruh, when it comes to the actual concept of red pill, there's dudes in here that consider me a god when it comes to dropping that knowledge. So for you to come in here and tell me that I'm blue pill is laughable at best. What I'm trying to tell you is that you guys have taken a concept that was a very simple ideology that helped a lot of guys that needed that help at that time, but you turned it into something else. You're running around here using blue pill as an insult to people, and it's not even an insult. It's just a concept to make somebody understand how they're navigating the world that they live in. That's all that is, bro. Well, you're coming in here trying to hurl it at me like an insult. You're tripping.
Well, I got to ask one more question because I got that all down. Hey, girl, weird guy, creepy. Okay, so talk to me. What do you do when she knocks on your door? Like, walk me through what happens. I've never had a girl over my house before, so can you walk me through that? What happens when she knocks on the door? What do I do?
Is it the first date or what? You let me know.
No, because I think I can't get a woman over my house the first date because you think I'm creepy, so it doesn't work the first date. No, I'm saying that when a woman's coming over, how do you handle that situation? What do you do at the door? How do you
manage? I just invite her in. I have the candles going. I have the champagne.
Champagne?
Like, it's not, yeah.
Whoa. Stop. Hold on. Back up. What date is this? Which date? What number?
It's the first date. After I take her to the restaurant, bro.
See, now I'm going to dip into the red pill, blue pill ideology.
I know
Did you just come in here and call me a blue pill guy, and you talking about buying bitches champagne on the first date?
Listen, bro. I didn't say nothing about buying champagne.
I don't even want to. Bro, I don't see. This is a problem.
I keep alcohol at my house, bro.
That's what happens when you follow suckers. Cause I've never told no dude to buy no damn champagne on no fucking first date. You done lost your damn mind, bruh. Now you can call me emotional because I'm offended. Well, you done lost your mind, bro. You in here calling somebody blue pill when your ass is buying fucking champagne, wasting your fucking resources on a broad that might not even give you any, might not even turn into anything. She might come over to your freaking house, eat your fucking food, drink your fucking champagne, and then give you a church hug and walk out the fucking door. And that is definitely some blue pill simp shit, bro. How about that?
Hey, 626, 626.
Hey, bro. Mouth it, bitch. I'm not doing it to get the pussy, and I have a bar at my house, bro.
666. If
it's not about the pussy, to me,
you a fucking chunk.
Hey, bro, brother, it's not about the pussy. It's about me getting the bitch mind. Once I got the mind, the bitch is coming with me.
What are you celebrating?
626.
What are you celebrating? Is it New Year's Eve? Did you just get a raise at work?
Brother, you're blue pill. You're getting emotional. I stay with champagne at my house. I have a bar.
What the fuck are you celebrating?
Brother, I'm an ex-bartender, bro. I keep alcohol at my house.
Don't work on me. Stop acting like your mama and answer the question.
You're emotional, bro. You the Will Smith of the game, homie.
Emotional. You cannot shame me with feminist language.
Bro, you got my number. Call me like a man. You got my number. Call me like a man so I can roast you. Call me like a man.
No, you called us, bitch.
Celebrate. Yeah, see, you ain't got no answer for that. That's why you try to deflect. Yeah. You deflect more than Wonder Woman with them damn bracelets. Just ask the question.
He can't because he a chump. But, hey, dog, you calling us, bitch. We don't know you, motherfucker. Why do you keep calling us, motherfucker? Why don't you start your channel called the Champagne Pill and shit, nigga? Why don't you create that channel called the Champagne Pill? Get your ass off. Fuck you. Get your ass off the line. All right, guys.
Here's my point.
You're good,
bro.
Go ahead.
Now, look, here's my point. When I came into the space and guys started kicking the red pill shit, I was part of that. I heard all of the rhetoric. I heard all of the talking points. I heard all of the shit, right? And for a little while, it's like, yeah, that's helping brothers, right? But it got to the point where they started turning it into something else, which is how you get guys like this. But the funny thing is, it's like when somebody like me learns kung fu. And then I'm like,
that shit got too many fixed positions, and I started doing MMA. And then guys like that come in here with that fixed position kung fu, and it's like, bruh, I learned that shit before your ass even came here, and I've already moved on to something that's much more advanced, and you think you're going to come in here and attack me with old moves.
Yeah,
and I got new moves. Like, bro, you not saying that. That's why you didn't have no answers, because I can dip into your style and fucking dismantle your whole shit.
And this,
goofy, bro.
And this message right here is why y'all better shut y'all ass up. Because
yeah.
This woman right here, just I don't know if she wants you to talk because she's sizing your weak ass up. But no, we ain't going to let no bitch-ass motherfucking talk, girl. We don't have to let him talk. We know you want – hey, look. Of course you want to talk because you want him to keep cupcaking you, buy some champagne, take you to expensive restaurants, kiss your ass, buy you things, drive you around, put up your Christmas and Halloween lights just to get a fucking hug and roll on. See, that's what's problem. See, that's the problem with some of you goddamn women and shit. That young man don't know any better. And shame on you for using – you see, it's women like you. I got to get on you for a second, young lady, because you the one that's fucked up. See, the problem is that you think, see, let me just say this with love. The problem is the weave, the fake eyes, the fake nails, the fake hair, and all that other shit you got caked on yourself. It's just covering up the fact that you just hate yourself.
Hey, Gina, hold on, Gina, why don't you call in? The number's right there.
Oh,
call
in. I'll reset the line if you wait, because lines are down. If you want to call in, okay? Well, he never got a word in, Gina, because, listen, why would we give somebody a word that is detrimental to the game that we teach it? All
check
these
this, check this out, Gina. We don't – you in my show, so I know you've watched my show for a while, okay? We don't do this woman shit where women sit around and bicker and get to yell nonsense at each other for hours at a fucking time. If a dude comes in here talking stupid – we're shutting that shit down off the rip.
Off the rip, yeah.
Okay, that's what men do. That's what men do.
Yeah. Now listen, if you were paying attention, which I don't think you was, the motherfucker came in and asked us about a fucking pill, and we're men.
And then accused me of being a fucking – he basically accused me of being in a goddamn fantasy. And it's like, bro, if I'm in a motherfucking fantasy, why the hell do I have everything I want in life?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, Gia, you just don't understand that, you know, hey, look, we're doing you a favor. I know you like hearing guys wanted to take you out and giving you the world and all that shit, but we're telling these guys this. Gina, I'm telling you right now, if you don't know how to submit, serve, fuck, and shut the fuck up, then you're just going to be ass, and that's going to get passed around, baby girl. So what I want you to do, your home assignment is I want you to go ahead and watch the Food Network, come up with some meals and stuff like that. So our next show, you present us a 3-course meal on how you would take care of a man if you're lucky enough to get one, okay? See, we
you
got up.
You don't, to all of the guys out here, okay, you only buy champagne when you're celebrating.
Exactly.
You buy champagne on New Year's Eve to celebrate the new year that you survived the last year or thrived in the last year.
Yeah.
You buy champagne when you get a raise or you close a big business deal.
Yes, sir.
You do not buy champagne for a strag you just met and you don't even know who the hell she is.
And Gina, listen to how you're actually really going to respect the man talking like that when his nuts ain't even dropped from his stomach.
And by the way, Gina, you be watching my channel, not that goofy motherfucker that just called in. if he really knew what the fuck he was talking about, you'd be watching him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Out of here with that goofy shit.
You got to stop that shit, baby girl. We're trying to get you some guys that can be men so you can serve, so you can cook for them motherfuckers, so you can wash a dish, vacuum a floor, and detail
your ass
car.
Can be happy.
Yeah, happily
be
doing
happy.
That shit. Yeah. That's what we want you to do. Where you sometimes, you know, you get rid of your weave, you wash his feet with your weave. You just take that fucker off, put some soap in that motherfucker, and just start scrubbing his goddamn feet with that goddamn weave and shit. That's what we're trying to show you, baby girl, because we care. Give a fuck. Yeah, you can be celebrating that shit. You're like, God damn, she took her weave off and washed my feet. Let's have some champagne. Let's drink to that. See, that's, those are the wins. They celebrate when you cook for them.
celebrate when he getting out of the, after he get done nutting on you, that you fix his bed while he taking his shower. Let's celebrate you buying him the flat screen TV, the PlayStation, the Xbox, whatever his heart desires, because you're lucky to be around a man. That's what we need to start celebrating, baby girl. That's what we're going to train you. We got you. We're going to get you right, girl. We're going to get you right. Right now, you lost.
Nigga talking about on a first date, chick coming to his house. He got champagne and candles lit and shit. So fuck. Nigga, this ain't 19. Fuck, this ain't 1856. You going to have some white gloves on, too, and a shirt with some ruffles on it, and take the lady by the hand and say, good evening, lady. Fuck is you talking about, boy?
All right. Well, all right, man.
Taking his jacket off and laying it across a puddle so she can walk over the puddle and shit, bro. Fuck out of here.
Kenneth. I say this with love. Why don't you take your bitch ass and go two doors down to the right?
Actually, Kenneth, we didn't mute him. I actually asked him questions. And by the time we got to the last question, he didn't even have an answer. He started deflecting and going off into something else. Okay? So cut it out, bro.
When is being a man an ideology, you dumb motherfucker? Please explain that. Please explain that to us. Because we're
Steve does not have the patience to go back and forth with you Negroes. Nope. He doesn't. Right?
No.
But I have a regular show where I have challenged you Negroes numerous times, and you are terrified to hit that link. If you hit that link, I will give you all the work you asking for. You feel what I'm saying? I will break you down like a fraction and have you looking like a damn fool up here. You know it. So cut it out, bro.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. Y'all surface dwellers be tripping the fuck out, man. Y'all are crazy as fuck, man. Y'all... It's something about the energy that y'all have. I mean,
energy. And then here's the thing. And this is why, look, I say this a lot, and there are people that get upset when I say this. There is absolutely nothing wrong with women being women.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
But when a guy starts acting like a woman, not only is it fucked up, an abomination, it's dangerous, okay? Because a guy is willing to take it further than a woman will.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? When it comes to being violent. So you're basically a creature that has the emotional fury and chaos of a woman, but the damn strength and fucking ambition of a guy. That's not a good thing.
Yeah. And you know, the sad thing about it is, I'm sorry, I hate defending fucking women, but let's be honest here. They're getting tired of you, motherfucker. Well, what's up? What you doing?
I never have problems.
Fuck is that?
Debating. Like, if a woman comes up on my panel, I never had no problem debating a woman.
Yeah.
But when the guys come up there, bro, it's crazy. It's like it's flipped. Nowadays, it's the guys that are, look, there's nothing wrong with being emotional, okay? We are emotional creatures. In fact, it's weird not to be emotional. But you guys try to use emotion as a scapegoat, like, oh, he got angry. That mean I won the debate. You didn't win shit because you didn't have any real answers, okay? You didn't have any real explanation of what you're even talking about it.
Kenneth, the reason our views are low, they're supposed to be low because the rules of the world are supposed to be that way. We're not supposed to have large audiences because you're not supposed to be a free thinker. But, hey, Kenneth, I'm telling you, brother, look, I know your story, dog. And just like a woman knows your story by reading what you're saying, you're the same guy. Look, there's some woman right now you're trying to get at on the back end right now. You messaging her right now, say, girl, don't listen to them. They don't know what they talking about. I'm a go save you right now, girl. Let me get my super suit on, and I'm going to tell those guys what it is. I got your back, girl, because you think you'll get some sidebar pussy by trying to talk shit to some men who don't give a fuck about you. See, we here. We don't know who the fuck you are, surface dweller. We don't know who the fuck you are, nigga.
But okay, I'm on Kenneth. I just clicked on Kenneth's profile.
Can you send that to me? Let me
see. Kenneth, you don't have a channel, bro.
He doesn't even have a channel.
You don't even have a channel, bro. You can't even get five people to listen to you in your personal life. You can't even get five people to listen to what the fuck you're talking about, which is why you're coming here spewing your fucking rhetoric, because we have as many people as we have watching. See, you have to come here and talk and shit, because that's the only place someone's going to see it. Because if you went on your own channel and talk that shit, no one's going to listen. No one's going to care. Okay? No one gives a damn what you have to say, K for an icon. Put your fucking picture up there. At least me and Steve are up here showing our face when we're talking, which means we believe in what the fuck we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Instead of hiding behind an icon.
Hey, dog. Hey, kid. I'm sorry. Hey, kid, look. If you on Netflix with chill with her, kid, I'm going to show you some game, okay? So when you sit next to her, just stretch your arms this way and then put your arm over like that. And then look at her eyes and say, is it okay if I kiss you now? Can I kiss you now? Is it okay? It's been 7 years, 4 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, 14 hours, and 25 seconds. Can I get a kiss now? I got you, Kenneth. We love you, dog. We got you, dog. Hey, look. And after you put the chloroform on her and you knock around shit, and you're about to just ask her,
is it okay if I put the tip in right now?
So we got you, dog. We ain't mad at you, brother. It just is good, baby. It's all love. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, you serve as well as, man. We love you, motherfucker. All right, Angry Man. Final thoughts on what we're talking about. What's your final thoughts? Let's give them my final thoughts, guys.
Final thoughts is, man, look, don't be buying no damn champagne. Don't be buying no damn champagne. You feel what I'm saying? For no damn chick that you just met.
Yes.
Right? Don't be buying no champagne. And look, here's the thing. To all you haters and trolls, I feel for you because y'all some hardworking motherfuckers. I wish there was a W-2 for that. I wish there was a 401k. I wish there was a Roth IRA. I wish there was some kind of profit sharing. But the truth of the matter is you hating doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. You're not even making any money hating, okay? You're wasting your time. If you're spending your time focusing on what other men are doing, it means you're neglecting what you could be doing for yourself, okay? We're not up here to try to be like, oh, we have all the answers in the universe, phenomenal cosmic powers. We're just up here telling guys what has worked for us and what has worked for other men throughout history. Now, you can take it or leave it. This is not a place for you to come and have debate, okay? There's plenty of places for that, but motherfuckers love to argue, right? Mm-hmm. We're here to help the guys that want to be helped. The women can come in here and listen if they want to hear some grown man shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But we're not arguing. See, that's the other thing about a man, a grown-ass man. A grown-ass man is not going to sit here and fucking argue with you, okay? We might debate every once in a while, but we're not. Once we realize your intention is disrespect, man, keep it pushing, bro.
Yeah, for me, I was just wondering, first off, I want to shout out to all the guys out there that's actually listening to this thing. We appreciate y'all. Much love to you guys out there. And, you know, the ladies, we got love for you. Hey, all my ladies, my erotic poetry is on the page. Y'all check it out. But anyway, but for y'all guys out there, man, we the reason why we do shows like this is because we believe in you. And we're not here to get you to be us, because we believe that you can learn and find who you are. You just need someone who has enough, give you enough encouragement to begin to believe in yourself, to find yourself. It's very hard sometimes to listen to people. I know it stings what we're saying, and I know sometimes it feels like it hurts, but everything we're doing is we got to wake you up, we got to shake you up, and we got to begin to shift in your thinking to start believing in yourself. It's the one thing that they don't want you to do. And what you'll notice is, just like the mind, there are people in here, part of the cult, that want to keep you exactly the way you are,
because they can't change. And remember, crabs will always try to drag other motherfuckers down. And that's why we talk shit about them motherfuckers, but we don't talk a shit about you. We appreciate you guys. We really do. Everything we're doing is to get y'all to be more enlightened to see how really game is, how game works, and how it can work for you when you begin to trust yourself, believe in yourself. Remember, one thought, one mind, one way, your way, not Angry Man's way, not my way. That's not what we're here to do. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're just here to show you how to think for yourselves. And when you begin to do that and unlock that part of you, you will break away from all of us. Hey, even myself and Angry Man, because you know what? At the end of the day, we want you to break free and go off and do your own thing. Whether it's you fucking a bunch of women. I'm sorry, Leigh, I'm going to be talking man shit. Whether you fucking a bunch of women or you have one woman or you have a one woman and one on the side, whatever you want and whatever you did, it's none of our business. But you are your own man, and you got to stand on your own motherfucking square. And that's what we're here to do. And we appreciate all you guys, man. We want you guys to stand up because you know what? It just takes one. We can't save them all. So don't worry about the next man. Don't worry about the next motherfucker in the coat. Hey, fuck them all. Be selfish. Be about yourself. Be about your name. Be about your bloodline. Be about your fucking worth and your legacy. Don't worry about the next man because the next man ain't giving a fuck about you. All right? So we going to roll on that shit. All right? My dog, Angry Man. Good show, my brother. Good show. Good show. Yes. All right, guys. We're going to see y'all next. Today's Tuesday, right? No, next month. Today's Monday. Got that only count time. All right. Okay. We're going to see y'all guys next Monday. If y'all need to get with Angry Man, how to get with you, Angry Man? How to get at you, man?
You can check me out on the angrymanchannel.com. From there, you can actually see my videos. You can see my merchandise. You can cop merchandise. You can get you some masculine coaching sessions. And if you want to just check me out on YouTube, you can look up the Angry Man 2, and the Angry Man Unlimited. And y'all can also check me and Steve out on Sundays, Real Game No Theory, with a crew of brothers that's talking some real grown man shit.
Yeah, and just to give y'all an example, because y'all might not know me. I'm kind of new in these spaces, but I know y'all always want to hear receipts and see where you ain't got no game with you teaching people. Well, I just allow me to play a few clips of one of my clients who's under me, what's going on with him with this woman. Just real quick. I'm going to play it just 30 seconds, but I want y'all to listen. Just listen to this. Listen.
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. This is Pilot.
Hi, Deborah. I am leaving right now.
Yeah.
Lovely Tyler. And it says it's 69 miles.
You gonna like that?
That I will do with you and for you.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What are you going to do with me and for me?
I'm going to get naked with you.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to
take my clothes off of me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to kiss me everywhere. I like your kisses.
What have you been wanting to do?
With you?
No.
I'm going to get you really, really, really hard.
So, guys, y'all don't know Uncle over here, but again, guys.
And by the way, just for Kenneth again, just so you know, collectively, one of my channels gets millions of views per month. Just one.
Yeah.
Just one. So
yeah.
There's that also.
Yeah. So guys, you just saying that, look, man, when you have game and you learn game, trust me, you'll have women sending you messages like this. I got to play those tonight on my other show. But gentlemen, we're just showing you when you have game. These are results when you follow motherfuckers that have game. These guys are telling you women are bad. Women are awful, but I'm just showing you that women will drive 60 fucking miles to fuck you and clean for you, cook for you, and do things for you. But, hey, where the fuck do we know, Angry Man? I guess we don't know. I guess we too, what is it, blue-pilled or bluish, greenish, or apple-pilled, or whatever the fuck you're saying. So, guys, listen, if you need to get with the Man Mindset, go to themanmindset.com. Guys, we've got a cooking show for you. We got a dating chat line where women are on there right now. We got shows with game, and we have live shows. So Check it out. As soon as you go there, you'll listen. You'll see nothing but receipts of my clients. And then we have live shows. So check out myself. Also, check out Angry Man. We ask all you guys, go ahead and subscribe, like, and pass this information on to people that you care about, not people you don't give a fuck about. Because you know what? The thing about us is that we want to get you to be a better man than you are today. And we can get you there, but you got to meet us halfway, okay? Angry Man, anything you want to say right there, brother?
Nah, nothing else.
All right, see guys. We see y'all guys later, man. Peace. Peace. Yo. Good show, my nigga. Good show. Hey, you know, I don't play with them callers, man.
I know.
I eat them motherfuckers up. I love talking shit to them bitches, dog.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Like with the guys that claim to be red pill.